Blog Talk Radio.
Of the true Israelites with your host, the seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Live Yahweh Radio. Worldwide International Radio Broadcast, Yahweh Radio, is now on the air. I be your host, by name, your seer, Israel, of Seed Royal. Call revealing the number of the B666, part number 102, live broadcast. Those on the international side will get all that taken care of a little bit later. But right now, we're going to see who's coming in on stage for this day, part number 102. Let's see who's coming on stage and see what we can get going on. Because I'm always happy to come before you because we know one thing. This ministry has been chosen by the Mighty One to lay the final blow and put everything in order. For those that got an ear to hear, they'll follow the instructions that's in order as we unlock the mysteries that have been hid from you since the foundation of the world in plain sight in the Bible. All right, let's see who's coming on stage for tonight. Take number 102. We see one of the young lions ready to go. Also, we see one of the young lions. Brother Titus Israel. He's ready to kind of put his brick in, and that's a great thing. So when you meet the young lion with a loud voice, you say, young lion, Brother Titus, up and come and teach you out of camp number one. Yahweh bless you there, see you right.
Yahweh bless you there, see you, Israel, of Seed Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
All right, I'll go y'all out there, young man. And we also see, I think it might be Brother Job out on the broadcast coming on stage. I don't know. Let's check and find out if it's Brother Job and see if he's coming to holler in the microphone on tape number 102. We're going to find out. So, Brother Job, Yahweh bless you, see you right.
Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel, the Seed Royal.
Hallelujah. All right there, Brother Joe. That's excellent, Brother Joe. All right. Also, happily, Brother Joe will spread the books out and get anywhere you fit in that too. That's a great thing. All right there, young line of Titus, we're going to take a look at Matthew 10:19. See what we can get out of 10:19 now. Let's see what we can get out of Matthew chapter 10, verse 19 now. Brother Titus. Matthew chapter 10, verse 19. What does it say there, Brother Titus?
The book of Matthew, chapter 10,
Verse 19 reads, but when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what you should speak, but it should be given you in that same hour what you should speak.
Because they're going to deliver you up, no doubt about it. You're going to be delivered up. So, but when that time happens, it's how you respond to being delivered up. That's the key. Luke chapter 12, verse 12. If you want to get going on there, young lion. Luke 12, verse 12.
The book of Luke chapter 12, verse 12 reads, but the righteous spirit shall teach you at the same hour what you ought to say.
In the very same hour, young man, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. That's a game changer right there. So make sure you got your mind on straight, because the righteous spirit will let the best on bump the gums, and he'll teach you in that very same hour how to hear something and let it be said. Then to deliver the knockout blow. That's what it's all about. Lose all the bumps and contest and be prepared to just deliver the knockout blow. Because this whole thing's about one thing, young lion. In the book of Psalms 84, verse 10 down to verse 12, what is said that we can read in Psalms 84, verse 10, 11 and 12. What
is that,
young lion, Brother
Titus?
What
is that? The book of Psalms, chapter 84, verse 10 to verse 12. Psalms chapter 84, verse 10 reads, for a day in your courts is better than a thousand. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the temple of my Yahweh than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. Verse 11. For Yahweh is a sun and shield. Yahweh will give mercy and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Verse 12, O Yahweh of hosts, blessed is the man that trusted in you.
So you see what he's saying? I'll read verse number 11 again, that young lion. Listen real carefully at verse number 11. What you say in verse 11 again, young lion?
The book of Psalms, chapter 84, verse 11 reads, for Yahweh is a sun and shield. Yahweh will give grace, mercy, and glory. No good thing would he withhold from them that walk uprightly.
You see, he said, he never holds nothing back from you if you're walking upright. He says, it's no good thing that you hold back from you. See, but the key to it is, it's something that you got to do. He said, well, it don't work unless you understand what you got to do. The only way you get some of these good things that Yahweh got to offer you, you got to walk upright. You got to walk upright. Now, let's identify, how do you walk uprightness? Let's go to 1 John chapter 2, verse 1, verse 6. We want to find out how do you walk uprightness. So we go on time out, Brother Joe. We're going to look at 2 John on the right side of the book, verse 6. One verse, 1:6. So what we got to do, Brother Joe? 2 John 1, verse 6.
I think he said he ordered
some. He could have, but he's on the phone. Did you hear him order some pizza yet?
Okay. Pick that up, that young lion. Hey, young lion, pick it up. Pick that up.
2
John
1,
verse 6.
We're going to the book of 2 John, chapter 1, verse 6. 2 John, chapter 1, verse 6. And this is love, that we walk after his commandments, law, statutes, and judgment. This is the commandment that, as you have heard from the beginning, ye shall walk in it.
Mm-hmm. So you say you hold nothing good said. So that's the game changer right there. He said, but to receive his blessing, you got to have your walk right and then you hold nothing back from you. So you got to have that right. If you want Yahuwah to hold nothing back from you, you might have a problem. One day you might have a problem. You might be feeling a little sick, down. You might not be feeling all up the snow. But he's telling you right now, come back and read that verse again. Read that verse again, what we read in that, in Psalms 84, verse number 11. Hey, young lion, read that verse again. 84, verse 11. Read that verse again, that young lion.
The book of Psalms, chapter 84, verse 11 reads, for Yahuwah, Yahuwah is the sun and shield. Yahuwah will give grace, mercy, and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly.
Okay. You say you hold nothing back from you if you do something. You got to walk uprightly. Now in 1 John 1 verse 6, what do you say in 1 John the right side, book 1 verse 6? Now you say this, he's telling David, it's the angel telling David to put it in right. He said, David, you tell those that got an ear to hear, if you walk upright, Yahuwah will hold no good thing from you. That's what he's saying. So now in 1 John, the right side of book 1, verse 6 says what?
The book of 1 John, back of the book, chapter 1, verse 6. If we say that we walk, if we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth.
You see that? But if we say we got fellowship with him and we walk in, and read that verse again. Before you read that verse again, I'm going to welcome Mother D of Israel. She said, listen, see, I'm going to come on the broadcast. I'm not coming to no reading, but I want to make sure I'm listening and keeping up with everything. So Mother D of Israel, she loud and well and getting her strength back and all that great stuff. So she said, I'm going to be on the broadcast here because I know my responsibility is to make sure I hear everything going on. So Mother D of Israel, Yahuwah bless you, left key right.
Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel, Seer. Hallelujah, Qua.
Hallelujah, Qua, that Mother D.F. Israel. So that's a great thing. So Mother D.F. Israel says she's going to be listening and taking notes because she said, I know my responsibility. I got to lead by example. So I'm going to be listening and taking notes, and I'm going to be listening to the young lion and but Joe deliver the knockout blow. Then I give you my comment on it after the broadcast is over. And that's a great thing. That's responsibility of leadership. You always know what's going on. Because our business is Yahuwah's business. So now, Yahuwah say he'll hold nothing good from you if you walk upright. That's what he just say. He said, now, if you want me to hold nothing back from you, then make sure you walk upright. Now read that verse again in 1 John 2, 6. He said, tell him, David, I'm going to hold nothing from you, but something you got to do. You got to walk upright. Then, Brother Job, have me 1 John chapter 2, verse 22. Have that waiting on me, Brother Job. So now, this is what the man saying. He's saying, now listen, you want me to hold nothing back from you? Then you walk upright. That's what you do. Then I take it from there. Now, to walk upright in with the four-letter man, you got to take it to the precept of 1 John chapter, 2 John chapter 2, verse 6. What is that, young lion?
Okay, 2 John chapter 2, verse 6. It says 2 John chapter 2, verse 6.
Yeah.
2 John. It only goes up to chapter 1, verse 6.
Yeah, 1:6.
Okay, chapter 1.
1:6.
First John, chapter 1, verse 6 reads, and we say that we have fellowship with him. We walk in darkness. We lie and do not the truth.
Mm-hmm. So we walking in darkness, but we saying, well, I'm having fellowship with him, but you walking in darkness, then you're not telling the truth.
Right.
See, he said, I will pull nothing back from you if you doing right. So if you walking in darkness, then you're not saying the truth. That means you're not doing the truth. That was your man just said, that's plain to me. So now, if you say, well, I'm having fellowship with him, but you walking in darkness. You say you're lying then. Because I'm going to tell you like this is. In the word of Yahuwah from the 6th anointed count, you got to have new growth in you. We got to see the new growth in you and how you take it from one level to the higher, another higher level. But if you're at a standstill and you ain't got no growth in you, then we know one thing, you lying. Because Yahuwah said he will withhold nothing from you that's good if you walk upright. Now, a precept that walking upright is young lion. Give me that verse 6:25 of Deuteronomy. So now, you know, this is very excellent to take a look at. So the 6th anointed camp, you got to watch those that come and labor among you. If they fellowship with you, you got to see the growth in them. If you start seeing them digress back and they're not moving forward, then they're not walking upright because Yahuwah said, I will hold nothing back from you if you walk upright. That means he's going to advance your understanding to get stronger and stronger and stronger. But if you still at a standstill, then we know you got oil in your head. And you're not walking right. Then you're lying. See that? See how easy that is, that mother of Israel, to catch them? See, it's all about the Bible would tell the story, mother of Israel. It'll tell exactly what you're working with once you put your Luke 12 on the table and your Matthew 10:19. Then all you got to do is watch everybody from the pages of the book. And the book will reveal what they own and what they not own. Because when you're walking up righteous in 6:25, let's find out the biblical definition of walking up righteous in Deuteronomy 6:25. What is that, a young man?
The fifth book of the law, the book of Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 25 reads, and it shall be our righteousness. And we observe to do all these commandments, laws, statutes, and judgments before Yahuwah, our Yahuwah, as he has commanded us.
See, it is a commandment to do the laws, statutes, and the commandments. That is a commandment. That is an order. If you want Yahuwah to intervene and hold nothing good from you, then you got to do the laws, statutes, and the commandments. That's it. Because there is a death. So remember, we're going to learn on the way of learning something. Then what do Yahuwah say behind that? Hey, Bud Joe. In 3:22 of the book of 1 John, Bud Joe, tell this national audience what he says that he'll do if we'll apply the book the way he tells us to do it. What do you got? What's going on there, Bud Joe? 3:22 of 1 John. Come on. Where Bud Joe at? Well, Bud Joe, he having a conversation going on somewhere. So, Bud Joe, when you get through with all the conversation you having in the background, then say, hallelujah, why do we know when we call you? You're ready to stretch out a bit. All right, Bud Joe. And that's why Mother Dear of Israel said, I'm coming to this broadcast. I'm just going to monitor the broadcast and see what's going on. I'm going to take notes because that was a profound statement that was written that we read in Psalms 84. That was big talk. Yahweh said in verse 11, I hold nothing good from you if you walk upright. I mean, I hold nothing back from you. Now, either we believe him or we don't believe him. So, Brother Job, when you read it again, Brother Job, you say, Hallelujah, Yahweh, then we know we're going to bring you on to help out and assist in taking number 102. And remember, Mother D of Israel said, I'm taking notes real good. I'm taking a look at the sheep and the flock in grand style. Oh, and Mother E coming to the stage for take number 102. You bring Mother E in there. We need another one of the Moses out of Camp 1. Mother E, one of the Moses out of Camp 1. Got quite beat to L.C. Ray.
Yep, I bless you, see Israel. Let's see, bro. Hallelujah.
All right. Hallelujah. And we know Moses Z most likely going to give a commentary a little bit later on the broadcast. So, we clear up. That, you know, that verse of death is a powerful verse. Matter of fact, come back and read that again because he said we missed that verse that you read in Psalms in the open part of the broadcast. So, would you read that again, Seer? Okay, young line. You read what you read? That was 84, 10 through 12 in the book
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Okay.
Hallelujah.
10 down to verse 12. Take a deep breath. Don't cut the OC off there, young line. Take a deep breath. You might cut the OC off and he might be having some more to say and he lose his train of thought. So now, in Psalm 84 there, young lion, can you up those fear in the national order? Matter of fact, the WCC, if they want to hear that verse again. 84, 10 down to verse 12. Start again there, young lion. Come on.
The book of Psalms, chapter 84, verse 10 to verse 12. Psalms chapter 84, verse 10 reads, for a day in your court is better than a thousand. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the temple of my Yahweh than to dwell in the tent of wickedness. Verse 11. For Yahweh is the sun and shield. Yahweh will give grace, mercy, and glory. No good thing would he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Verse 12 reads. O Yahweh of hosts, blessed is the man or woman that trust in you.
Mm-hmm. So he's saying the angel was sent from the Son and the Father to tell David, put in writing. He said, Chad, you tell the 12 tribes of Israel at that time, I hold nothing back from you. But what you got to do, you got to walk upright. And we found out in 1 John 2 John chapter 1, 6, walking up righteous and all the good stuff means you keeping the law, statutes, and commandments. Then Yahweh said he'll kick in. See, that's the key to it is you want to know what would activate Yahweh to kick in. He'll just told you now. He said, I'm not going to hold nothing back from you if you walk upright. That's what you said. That's big talk of them. So, Mother E, in 322, Mother E, let's find out exactly on the right side of the book in 1 John 322. Let's talk about that for a minute. In 322, Mother, let's find out some things in 1 John 322. What he says that he'll do, if we follow what he got written in his Bible, what did he say he'll do? He's telling beloved John in 322. What did he say, Mother?
1 John chapter 3, verse 22. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight.
Mm-hmm. So you see his eyes? He's looking. Now Yahweh will tell you, well, won't you ask me something? He said, now, if you keep my laws, statutes, and commandments, knowing you're going to be tried. Now, Mother, in Luke Make it Mark chapter 4, mother. Mark chapter 4, and we're going to pick up at verse number 13. And we're going to read down to verse 20. So now, this is where we come in at. And this is why Mother D of Israel said, I'm listening to this thing real carefully. See, this is what we got to come in at, because we know one thing. Satan is busy. And Satan is, I need a precept. Young Lion, what is Satan doing? Satan doing something. He's doing something. So you got to watch Satan doing something. But you got to watch Satan at his best in the pages of the book. Now in First Peter there, Young Lion, chapter 5. See, we got to keep, this is how sometimes Kevin fixing on the count. You got to watch from the page of the book. You catch a cook in your neck trying to watch everybody from, now you got to watch from his book. Now, in 1 Peter 5, Young Lion, pick up at verse number 1. Now, we'll make a little meal out of this. In 1 Peter chapter 1, chapter 5, we're going to read straight down to verse number 9. Take a time there, Young Lion. 1 Peter chapter 5, 1 down to verse 9. Let's see if we examine all this good stuff we get ready to deal with. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 1 through 9. Young Lion, you're on the clock. Come on.
He speaker of the nation of Israel. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 1 to verse 9. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 1 reads, the elders which are among you, I exhort, who am also an elder and a witness of the suffering of Yahweh the Son, and also of partakers of the glory and honor that should be revealed. Verse 2, feed the flock of Yahweh, which is among you, taking oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for future lucre, but of a ready mind. Verse 3, neither as being Yahweh over Yahweh's heritage, but being examples to the flock. Verse 4, and when the chief shepherd shall appear, you shall receive a crown of honor that fadeth not away. Verse 5, likewise, you younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you, be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For Yahweh resisteth the proud, and giveth grace, mercy to the humble. Verse 6, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of Yahweh, that he may exalt you in due time. Verse 7, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Verse 8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, Satan the devil, as a roaring lion, walking about, seeking whom he may devour. Verse 9, who resists steadfast in the faith, the covenant, knowing that the same affliction are accomplished in your brethren there are in the world.
Read verse 5 again in your line. 5, verse 5.
She speak of the nation of Israel, chapter 5, verse 5 reads, likewise, you younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you, be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For Yahweh resisteth the proud, and giveth great mercy to the humble.
Mm-hmm. So he's saying, you youngers got to submit yourself unto the elder. That means you cannot be puffed up. You youngers, submit yourself. It's about things that the younger don't know, So it's the elder's responsibility to be there to help you out. So, but first of all, you got your fear got to be right to be able to receive what the elder is trying to bring to you. So that's the game changer of that. So you got to submit yourself to the elder. I mean, you can't look at yourself equal to the elder. You got to submit yourself to the elder. And that's the game changer of that. So find first in the book. First Timothy 5, let's identify the elders there, young mind. Let's identify the elders. First Timothy 5, verse 1 and 2. Let's identify the elders, 5, 1 and 2.
We're going to First Timothy, chapter 5, verse 1 and 2. First Timothy, chapter 5, verse 1 reads, rebuke not an elder, but to treat him as a father, and the younger man as brethren. Verse 2, the elder woman as mother, the youngest as sister, with all purity.
Mm. So what he's saying, do not try to correct elders. Do not correct them. The one that's in leadership position, do not correct them. Now, if something that you don't know and don't have an understanding to, you know, you get their attention and pull them to the, and they'll pull you to the side and show you exactly. But don't try to correct elders. Now he's saying, don't do it. Because if they put in that position, and 12:18, let's see who put them in that position. If they in that position in 1 Corinthians 12:18, then somebody had to do that. Take a look at it in 12:18. So all of your members fixing on the count. Those that's in leadership, those that come to fellowship with you, you don't put yourself in a position to be corrected. Because when you teach it wrong, Yahweh gonna take care of it anyway. Because Yahweh said it plain in 12:18. Let's see what he said in 12:18, the first correction. What did he say in 12:18 there, young man?
The book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 12, verse 18 reads, but now had Yahweh set the members, every one of them, in the body, as he had pleased him.
See, Yahweh set the members in the body as they pleased him. So if that's the case, hold what you got there, Mother E. And give me 1:18:23, Mother. So Yahweh, Psalm 1:18:23, put a marker on what you on there, Mother E. Because you want in about, you come on this broadcast, it's always something going to trick off a lesson to come out of it. And it dawned on me like Mother D. of Israel saying, well, you know, fear, I want to hear what's going on, and let me take great notes. So we got to understand something. We got a responsibility in leadership. And leadership supposed to know exactly what's going on because that's our duty. Because Yahweh said if we walk upright, he'll hold nothing that's good from us. So that's a game changer. I like to hear that kind of talk. If we do the right thing, make sure we call things right from the page of the book, then Yahweh said, I will hold nothing back from you as long as you got him right. And I like that. I like that bargaining. So all I do is do the right thing, and Yahweh will make sure I'm all right. Yeah, I like that. So now he says in 12:18, he put those in a position the way it pleases him. And all we're supposed to say is what, Mother E? And all these folks say, 1:18:23 of Psalm, what folks come out of our mouth when we see leadership is already in order? What do you folks say, Mother E? 1:18:23 of Psalm, come out.
The book of Psalms, chapter 1:18, verse 23. Oh, boy.
Verse 23.
Okay, let me get there. Psalm 118, verse 23. Okay, Psalm chapter 118, verse 23 reads, "This is the Yahweh's done. It is marvelous in our eyes."
Yeah. So all we're supposed to say, this is Yahweh doing. So it's marvelous in our eyes. If we do not understand some things, he got order about how he wants to be presented. Stay in order, guess what? Won't no good thing that hell and righteousness will be held from us. That means we will receive some good stuff, because when you know you're really on point, this is the spirit you have, Mother Eve, in Daniel 6, verse 3. See, this is when you know when you're on point. When you know the ones that communicate with you, if they're on point, this is the way they're going to communicate. That's why we say watch everybody from the page of the book. See, do they line up with the book, judging by appearance. Make sure whoever stands before you, they lines up with this book. And anybody stand before you, got to have a Daniel 6, verse 3. What it said, hey, Mother E, what it said in Daniel 6, verse 3?
Look at Daniel, chapter 6, verse 3. Then this Daniel was perfect, a bull. The president and princes, because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king sought to set him over the whole realm.
So, see, when you carry the word of Yahweh, according to Daniel 6, verse 3, what kind of spirit would be if you own something? If you own something in Yahweh's word and your spirit is right, what kind of spirit would you have that Jeb would be communicating with you, according to Daniel 6, verse 3? What kind of spirit do you have, Mother?
Excellent.
Excellent spirit. And see, that's what you got to notice, it's anointing, how they present themselves. If they present themselves with an excellent spirit, now, give me a precept on that. Give me Proverbs 15, verse 1. That's how the spirit operates. Then the middle spirit will kick in and say, now, hey, Sarah, put a precept with that. Okay, let's see what he said in 15, verse 1, Mother. So you got to have an essence spirit with you, and let's see what he says in 15, verse 1 of Proverbs.
Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1. A soft answer turns away wrath, but grievous words stirs up anger.
I guess. Yeah, you said if I would do it, Mother? Yeah. So you see the point. If you got an excellent spirit on you, then it's something you don't understand how you present yourself outward. What kind of spirit you got to have outward, something you don't understand. And the same thing has to come back with those kind of explaining. According to 15 verse 1, Mother, can you help the national audience out? Because this message is for somebody around the world. Because there's no accident on what we're going on, because we've done it fear-led. So now read that verse again, Mother, a little more audio, you're kind of low on that one. Read that again, because like I keep saying, we have to watch everybody that come in the ministry and all six camps from the Bible, not appearing what they say. We got to watch, we got to know what to look for that coming in a presentation. And their presentation should be at 15, verse 1. Read again, that Mother.
Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1. A soft answer turns away wrath, but a grievous word stirs up anger.
You see that? And when that's going on, what is Yahuwah doing it? And what is the Almighty is doing in verse 3?
The eyes of the Yahuwah are in every place, beholding the evil and the good.
I hate that stuff. You hear that, Mother E? So Yahuwah is watching the evil and he's watching the good. See, that's the point we're making. Yahuwah is watching the evil and he's watching the good. So that's that good concept, Mother. So remember, when somebody's trying to explain something to you, they have to be explaining something to you according to 15 verse 1. Now, 15 verse 1 is telling them something. Wise man in the world is saying that. But not only that, in verse 3, because we found out one thing, that the Almighty Yahweh is watching the good, the evil, and the good. So Yahweh is sitting there having his eyes to look at the whole situation. And he made it plain. What did he say again, Brother Titus? What did he say that he'll do if we follow in Psalm 84, verse 11 and 12? What did he say that he'll do?
The book of Psalms, chapter 84, verse 11 and verse 12. Psalms 84, verse 11 reads, "For Yahuwah is the sun and shield. Yahuwah will give grace, mercy, and glory, honor. No good things will he withhold from them that walk uprightly." Verse 12. "O Yahuwah of hosts, blessed is the man or woman that trusts in you."
You see that? That's big talk right there. So he letting you know. Yahuwah is telling, he's telling David and he's telling Solomon. If they walk right, talk right, according to what I got written in my Bible, I will hold nothing back from them that's good. I hold nothing back from them. See? And here we read in 1 John 3:22, he said, "Now, since you're walking upright, you're taking care of me," then he said, "Listen, ask me something. If you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, and just said, Yahuwah, he said, now ask me something." So now we know how to watch from the sixth anointed camp, those that's in leadership and those that's members and everything. If you watch everybody from the page of the book, you can tell from understanding the lesson that if a person is teaching, if his spirit ain't right, you know one thing. You ain't lying with the Bible. Your spirit ain't right. Because Yahuwah is watching the evil and the good, according to Proverbs 15, verse 3. And we found in 15, verse 1, a soft answer turn away wrath. But grievous words stirs up anger. So when you catch a person get all angry, get all excited and stuff like that, you already know, that spirit ain't come from Yahuwah. That spirit comes from Satan the devil. Satan got it in your mind. See? There it is right there. And you ain't got to do nothing but stay in the book. No. That Satan got into there. How you know that? Because you got the blueprint on what to look for. Those that stand before you got to have an excellent spirit according to Daniel 6, verse 3. Your spirit got to be an excellent spirit, and you got to know how to take care of this business and just say it's Yahuwah's word. And so he takes a deep breath and deliver your part, because Yahuwah is watching the evil and he's watching the good. Now, Mother, now give me that mark. Now I need that mark. Now, Mother. And we see Daughter Yahuwah coming on stage with one minister behind that. So now, Mother, in Mark chapter 4, pick it up at verse number. So like we said, in the word of Yahuwah, is supposed to be where you always increase. So he said he'll hold nothing good from you. Otherwise, you keep adding on more to you. The more you ask for, the more he'll give you. And we'll tell by you how you communicate through the page of the book. We're going to tell how we feel, so we'll understand your increase. We'll know that you're doing Bible, or you're just doing. Just there. He'll tell everything. How we know? On the page of the book. Now Yahweh called his 12 followers, called disciples, and he's going to have a conversation with them, Mother. Let's find out what he got going on in Mark chapter 4, and we'll pick it up at verse 13. Let's read a little bit, Mother, see what we got going on. Let's start at verse 13. We just read a little bit until we get our point. Mark chapter 4, pick it up verse 13. What did it say that, Mother?
Mark chapter 4, verse 13 to 20.
Let's try some of that. Come on.
Mark chapter 4, verse 13. And he says unto them, know ye not this parable? And how then will ye know all parables? 14. The sower soweth the word. 15. And these are they by the wayside, where the word is sown, but when they have heard, Satan comes immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their mind. 16. And these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness. Verse 17. And have not root in themselves, and so endure it but for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution arise for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word. Verse 19, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things entering in, choked the word, it became unfruitful. Verse 20. Pardon me?
And it become it.
Okay. Wait a minute. And the lust of the other things and talks the word, and it becomes unfruitful. Verse 20. And these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word and receive it and bring it forth fruit, some 30-fold and some 60 and some 100.
Now look what we learned, all the way of learning something. That was a big talk, yeah, Mother. So now, that's why, you know, like Mother D.F. Israel said, she said, see, I'll get going on. I'm going to be on the broadcast, but I just want to monitor the broadcast and see how much growth in the broadcast. See, is in it the growth part. But what are we going to find out on the way that's going on? So now that's big talk you just got to read that, Mother. But look, it's a verse I want to look at again, Mother. And the book of Mark, chapter 4, you read a profound verse. And this is how you got to watch things. Read verse 16 and 17. Read verse 16 and 17 again, Mother. 16 and 17.
The book of Mark, chapter 4, verse 16 and verse 17. And these are they, likewise, which are sown on stony ground, whom, when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness. 17. And have no root in themselves, and so endure for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution arise for the word's sake, immediately they are.
You see that, Mother? Now look at that. You see what we're gonna learn? Immediately when they, you can tell what spirit they are, because immediately they'll get offended. Wait a minute. What are you getting offended about? Correction? I understand. Now look what it says in verse 20. Now look what it says in verse 20, Mother.
Mark chapter 4, verse 20. And these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word and receive it and bring it forth fruit, some 30-fold and some 60 and some 100.
Ain't that something? So now you got two types of spirit to watch for in a 6 anointed count. You got two types of spirit. If you see a spirit that come fly back at you, then you know where that spirit is coming from. They learning have been on stony ground. But you got another kind of spirit that they learning on good ground. They'll receive that word, and they'll get happy, and then Yahweh will give them the increase, and they'll bring forth fruit. 30-fold, some bring 60, 100. So you have to watch this kind of spirit when you correcting somebody or you showing somebody something. You got to watch and see which way they'll take it if you show them what the Bible is saying. Now, if they take it according to verse 20, then you know you can proceed on. But if they take it according to verse 16 and 17 and fly all up at the handle, then you know right then and there. Another spirit done got into this. So you got to know, but you got to be able to watch all that from the page of the book. Because when you correct the teachers, the elders, or whatever, when you correct, they fall receive the spirit and take the correction. But if they fly all off at the handle behind it, then you know one thing. Something else have entered into that. So you'll know that by understanding the Bible. See, the greatest piece of literature is this Bible. You got to watch everybody from the page of the book. Because guess what? Guess who's watching you? Proverbs chapter 15, verse 3. Let's see who's watching you. See, you should think it only go one way. But Mother, read 15, verse 3. Let's show you who's watching you. Proverbs 15, verse 3.
Book of Proverbs, chapter 15. Verse 3. The eyes of the Yahweh are in every place, beholding the evil and the good.
So Yahweh is watching the good and he's watching the evil. So Yahweh is watching everything. Verse 18.
Right.
Verse 18. Proverbs 15:18.
Proverbs chapter 15, verse 18.
Yes, ma'am.
A wrathful man stirs up strife, but he that is slow to anger
appeases
it. It appears that thing.
Jesus Christ.
Read that again, mother. Read that again. Now, I can see how the of Israel, he just grinning ear to ear behind that. See, this is what we trying to say. This is how leadership got to respond back to anything on the table and fixing on the camp. You got to know the Bible scriptures. The Bible scriptures show you exactly how those that come among you supposed to respond to anything that's said. In the same token, those in leadership got to recognize one thing. Guess what? The Almighty Yahweh angels is watching you and making sure if you ain't right, he going to get you. And how he know when he gets you? You'll start feeling pain you can't explain. But if you still feeling pretty good and no good thing will tell from you, then you know you're on track. But all of a sudden, you start getting ankle pain, knee pain, back pain, all kind of problems, then you got that find out what's going on. Because Yahweh said, read it again, Brother Titus again. Read it again in 84 verse number 11 again. Read 84, 11. What he said he'll do? He sent the angel down to tell David to put it right. He said, this is what I'm going to do. If you line up with my book, this is what I'm going to do in 84 verse number 11. What did he say that, young lion?
Book of Psalms, chapter 84, verse 11 reads, for Yahweh, Yahweh is the Son and Shield. Yahweh will give grace, mercy, and glory, honor. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly.
That's big talk. That's great big talk. He ain't gonna hold nothing back from you. Now, mother, make it plain in Mark 4, 2 and 3.
All right, so. Book of Mark, chapter 4, verse 23. Mark, chapter 4, verse 23. Okay. If any man have ear to hear, let him hear.
Now say it on that. If you got ears to hear, let them hear. That big comment there. Some people was bringing the daughter. I hear old daughter Yahweh. You see, look here, I got a couple more days off or whatever. I like hollering that microphone. Let me see how I holler in that microphone a little bit more. Let me meet the daughter Yahweh. Daughter Yahweh. Yahweh be just seen right.
Yahweh bless you, Sir Israel Seed Royal.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Sir Israel of Seed Royal.
That's why I said Sir of Eve.
Hallelujah,
Sir Israel Seed Royal.
Now, daughter, help those seed out there, daughter. Now, we want to go and we want to preach and find where all that's coming from. He says, he'll hold nothing from you if you do right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he said, but you got to be doing right. He said, you'll hold nothing from you. So sometimes you might be having some problems in your body, and he'll send a messenger to you, show you how to start straighten up your body. See, when you're doing right, he'll send a message to you, and it's up to you to receive it. You might have a problem with your body. You might be always got to go see Doc Cook. Then once you on the right track with Yahweh, he'll send you a word. He'll send you a word. That's what he do. He'll send you a word. And 107 verse 20, now the angel coming down, daughter Yahweh. Now the angel coming down again to David. Now, he's coming down in 107 verse 20 to tell David to put this in writing. So we found out one thing. He don't hold nothing that you do right. If you do right, he said, I'm not going to hold nothing good. But you might need a blessing in your body. He said, I'm not going to hold it back from you. But you got to make sure you reach my acquire to receive this good stuff. So now, daughter Yahweh, in 107 verse 20, can you help the national audience out what he said he going to do if we do right? What do you say? Come on, that daughter.
Psalms chapter 107, verse 20. Verse 20 reads, thus they change their honor into the similitude of an ox that eateth grass.
She's not reading Psalms 107, verse 20.
Psalms 107, verse 20. Thus they change their glory into the similitude of an ox that eateth grass. That is Psalm. No, that's 107, verse. I apologize. 106, verse 20. Okay, Psalms 107, verse 20. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction.
Mm-hmm. So, if he doesn't hold nothing on that's good from you, what according to 107 verse 20, all he got to do is do what? What he got to do according to 107 verse 20 again, daughter? Read that again. Take your time, daughter. Take a deep breath, daughter. Take a deep breath and look at 107 verse 20 for the national audience. Because we got to be clear that all we want to do is speed dial that phone. But the Almighty is making it plain what he'll do if you do right. 107 verse 20. Bring it again, daughter. Come on.
Psalms chapter 107, 107 verse 20. Verse 20 reads, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction.
See, this man got too much power for you to keep paying this man no never mind. All this man got to do is send his word and get you out of whatever destruction you in. Now, we got to get a precept on that. Because he got a channel that he flows through. See, he flows through a channel. Then we got to understand, so he flows through a channel. Let's follow how he operates that we can read, daughter Yahweh. I know I said something about Jeremiah 4, but hold it for the side. I want to find out how do he operate. And then what happens if we don't follow what's written. Now, Daniel, in the book of Daniel, he has something going for him, that daughter Yahweh. He has something going for him in 9:22. Let's see what he had going for Daniel, what Daniel was working with. He found out he had an essence spirit. That's good. He had an essence spirit in 6 verse 3. But what else was Daniel working with in 9:22? What was he working with, daughter, 9:22 of Daniel? Come on.
Daniel. Chapter 9, verse 22, reads, and he informed me and talked with me and said, O Daniel, I am now come forth to give you skill and understanding.
So the angel came from heaven, and he handed old Daniel a seer up. And said, Daniel, I've been sent here to give you skills and understanding, Daniel. Huh? So Daniel had skills and understanding. So when he went before the children of Israel, he had skills and understanding because he was sent down there by the angel to show him skills and understanding to go talk to your people. So let's find out what happened. Now we're going to the same book of Daniel, 9, we pick up verse 6 down to verse 14. Now, understand, Daniel got skills and understanding. The angel brought him skills and understanding, daughter. So let's watch what's going on when Daniel went before the children of Israel. Let's see what's going on in 9, verse 6 down to verse 14. Take your time, that daughter, and do your part. Come on.
Okay. Daniel, chapter 9, verse 6 through 14, verse 6 reads, neither have we hearkened unto thy servant, the seer, which spake in thy name to our king and our father and to all the people of the land. verse 7. Oh, Yahweh, righteousness belongeth unto you, but unto us confusion of faces, as at this day to the men of Yahdah Judah and to the inhabitants of Yahdah Judah and unto all of Israel that are near and that are far off through all the countries whither thou have driven them because of their trespass, that they have trespassed, sinned against you. Verse 8. Yahweh, to us belongeth confusion of faith, to our king, to our prince, and to our fathers, because we have sinned against you. Verse 9. To the YHWH Yahuwah, our YHWH Yahuwah, belongeth mercies and forgivenesses, though we have rebelled against him. Verse 10. Neither have we obeyed the voice of the YHWH Yahuwah, our YHWH Yahuwah, to walk in his laws, which he set before us by his servant, the seer. Verse 11. Yeah, all of Israel have transgressed thy law, even by departing, that they might not obey your voice. Therefore, the curse is poured out upon them, and the oath that is written in the law of Moses, the servant of the YHWH Yahuwah, because we have sinned against him. Verse 12. And he have confirmed his words, which he spake against us and against our judges that judged us, by bringing upon us a great evil. For under the whole heaven have not been done as have been done upon Yahdah Judah. As it is written in the law of Moses, all this evil is upon us, yet made we not our prayer before the YHWH Yahuwah, our YHWH Yahuwah, that we might turn from our iniquities and understand his truth. Verse 14, therefore have the YHWH Yahuwah watched upon the evil and brought it upon us. For the YHWH Yahuwah, our YHWH Yahuwah, is righteous in all his works which he doeth, for we obey not his voice.
Now, you keep on saying we don't obey his voice. We don't obey Yahuwah's voice. So, but now, I'm going to examine this. What caused this problem on the children of the scattered peoples all over the world called children of Israel? Now, Daniel, remember, the angel came down and gave Daniel skill to understand. Now, let's see if we, education-wise, but those on the international side over 900,000 strong and counting. What is the reason why the 12 tribes of Israel is in a condition day in today? It just was revealed right here in Daniel chapter 9, verse 6, 10, and 11. Now, listen on the count. Listen real good. Let's find out why is the children of Israel in a condition they in now all over the world. They don't know their name. They don't know what they're supposed to be doing. They don't know the order of things. They don't know why things just supposed to be given to them. It's been withheld from them. They don't have a clue. Why not? Let's find out in writing by the daughter. And raise your voice if it's a little bit louder, daughter, because a lot of day saints out of Utah saying she gets a little bit lower, need a little more audio. Now, in Daniel chapter 9, verse 10 and 11. Hey, Dollar, put on that Academy Award voice and deliver the knockout room. Now, we just found out in life, why are we scattered all over the world today? With a confusion of faith, we don't have a clue who we are, and we're doing everything contrary, and we're getting ready to get geared up for it a few more days. We could get geared for something, have nothing to do with us, and the day that you're going to be all geared up to do, it have one meaning on it, but the slickster of the world have deceived the whole world, 12 verse 9. And we're going to read that 12 verse 9 by the young line in a minute. See, you got somebody have deceived you, but all of you've been deceived because you don't have a clue about what daughter get ready to read in the ninth chapter, verse 6, 10, 11. Hey, bring it on in, daughter. Again, tie in 14.
Daniel.
Again, tie in 14. Daniel chapter 9, 10, 11, and 14. I'm pulling for your daughter, Yahweh. Deliver the knockout blow. Come on.
Daniel chapter 9, verse 6. 10, 11, and 14. Verse 6 reads, neither have we hearkened unto thy servants, the seers, which spake in thy name to our king, our princes, and our fathers, and to all the people of the land. Verse 10, neither have we obeyed the voice of the YHWH Yahuwah, our YHWH Yahuwah, to walk in his law, which he set before us by his servants. Verse 11. Yeah. All of Israel have transgressed Yahuwah, thy law, even by departing, that they might not obey Yahuwah's voice. Therefore, the curse is poured upon us, and the oath that is written in the law of Moses, the servant of Yahuwah, YHWH, because we have sinned against him. Verse 14, therefore, have the YHWH, Yahuwah, watched upon the evil and brought it upon us, for the YHWH, Yahuwah, our YHWH, Yahuwah, is righteous in all his works which he doeth, for we obey not his voice.
Well, now, let me build this up a minute before I'm going to ask the question. Now, I'm going to ask the question in a minute, but I want to build this up. Let's go to Luke chapter 1, verse 70, daughter. Now, I'm going to build this up. Now, those especially on stage, I'm going to ask a question in a minute, but I'm going to build it up so there will be no stumbling and bumbling around what the daughter just got to read. So let me do some precepting to build it up. He said, you haven't obeyed Yahuwah's voice. He said, and Yahuwah watched over the evil because you haven't obeyed his voice. That's what he said. So I'm going to build it up and see, and like we said again, if you got a parent, a stature there, a relative, you know, that is, you know, it's up in age, in their 80s or whatever, 90s, whatever. To exercise your brain is through the precept. If you can get your parents or your friends, you know, it's when you precept the Bible. That makes your brain start exercising. That stimulates your brain. Like the verse we read here, if you get a precept with it, you got to remember that precept. Then once you start trying to remember, guess what you're stimulating? Your brain. So those, like your parents, start getting a little slow, they up in their age, getting up there. Guess what? If they precept their Bible, by understanding whatever said and have an answer somewhere else, that'll stimulate their brain. And all of a sudden, you start watching the elderly that's older than you start getting sharp, sharp. You know what they're sharp now? Because they read a verse, and now they're trying to figure out where that verse is. To figure out where the answer to that verse is, what they got to do? His brain got to start So it's not about you just reading your Bible. It's when you precept your Bible. That means your brain is working. You exercising your brain. So you tell your elderly aunties, uncle, you know, your brain can get better if you precept your Bible. So what's that supposed to mean? That means if you hear a verse here, there's an answer to it somewhere else. A verse is pulled over here, you go over there and get it. To do that, you got to size your brain. So now, Mom, you and Daddy can be exercising your brain. I'm just sitting around watching that one hour thing all day. And then all of a sudden they remember things that they got away from them. You know why? Because you're exercising your brain. And that's the same thing you got to do with the problem you have in your body. He sent the word to heal you. When the word is told to you what to do, you got to change the way you intake, because if you do the research on what they feed the cow, the hog, and the chicken now, you'll be surprised. And what is the main food that you eat? You eat cow, you eat chicken, and you eat hog, right? Go and do the research on the computer. What kind of diet are they giving them three main ingredients that you eat? Good. And all three beasts that you eat. And when you do the history of them three beasts that you eat, they was made by the hands of man. You know that? Did you know the cow was made by the hand of man? You know the chicken that you eat was made by the hand of man? Huh? You didn't know that, did you? Mm-hmm. That's why we call this broadcast to take. And the food they is giving you now, that you eat chicken, hog, and cow. Do the research and find out. The reason you're in trouble today, because these are the three animals Yahweh never gave to you to eat. Not the Torah tribe. Now the world can eat it, but the Torah tribe was never given a diet to eat chicken, cow, or hog. But guess what? In every meal that the Torah tribes have, it's either going to be chicken in there, hog, or cow. You see that? That's why he said, he sent the word and healed you. See, you're hearing the word now out of you. But you're not going to pay the field no never, man. And that's the reason you're in condition we're in today. Guess why the children of Israel are in condition they in the day scattered to every nation upon the sun? You just got through reading their name. The Lord read three profound verses. The reason you in captivity, because you pay the fear, no, never mind. Huh? So now we're going to precept that, daughter. And Psalm 1, verse 7 said what? Look at it on the right side of the book, Psalm 1, 7. What did it say?
The book of Psalm. Luke chapter 1, verse 70 reads, as he spake by the mouth of the righteous seers, which have been since the world began.
Wait a minute. So, Yahweh has something to say, daughter. According to verse number 70, how did he speak since the world began? When he has something to say to mankind on earth, according to Luke 1, verse 70, how did he do it?
He spake by the mouth of the righteous seers.
The world began. So that's how he operates.
The world began.
The reason why the children of Israel is in captivity today, because when his voice that he spoke that came from the seers, they tell him no, never mind, even today. And that's the reason we got more problems. We got so many problems wrong with our bodies today. Because you're not in order. You're not paying the order, no never mind me. Huh? You tell your preacher, man, hey, preacher, we got a nice gym over there. Go over there and put your big black hands on it and pray over that hog. You put his big black hands on top of the hog, he gonna pray over it. He's gonna go off in no time. You got ministry to have a special day. They really eat some hog called January the 1st. The Bible tells you in Ephesians chapter 11, don't even touch that stuff for the children of Israel.
Yeah, well.
But you eat that hog, send a cut pork chop, and you want to know why you got to always see God cook. Because you're doing everything contrary to what he got written in his Bible. You need to know who you are. And once you know who you are and what he has given to you to understand these things, then you help yourself and those that come in contact with you. Give me a precept, daughter, and we're going to move on. Give me Acts chapter 3, verse 18 and 21. He go a precept. See now, if you write down these precepts and you take it to one of the elderly and you show them, you see that verse right there, 1 verse 70? Yes. Read it. They read it. Say, what's the precept to it? I don't know what that means. What another verse that matches up with that one? I don't know. Then you show them that verse. Give what they got to do now from now on. Work their brain. Work their brain. Can you stimulate their brain? Then they remember verses. The more verses they remember, guess they working. That's the way. Then they ain't got to be running saying Doc Cook every time. Oh, well, I'm scared to leave my auntie alone because she might walk outside and walk down the hall and can't find a way back in. It's because you need to know some things. You show them how to precept that Bible and make that brain work. Now watch those daughters do it in 3:18 and 21. Acts 3:18 and 21.
Acts chapter 3, verse 18 and 21. Verse 18. But those things which the YHWH Yahuwah before had showed by the mouth of all his righteous seers. The YHWH Yahuwah, the son of YHWH Yahuwah, the father, should suffer. He have so fulfilled. Verse 21. Whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which the YHWH Yahuwah have spoken by the mouth of all his righteous seers since the world began.
Now look at that. You see that? That's how he spoke. You ain't heard him say nothing to you. He don't work like that. You just heard how he speaks since the world began. You just got it in right. But you look read these verses and you pay it no never mind. This is how he spoke since the world began. You got it in right. He said, my, I thought he could spoke by my preaching. No, he spoke by your preaching. Mm-mm. No, he didn't. He just told you how he spoke. He just told you. But they ain't right now what he did since the word began. Did he tell you the advantage of it in 2 Chronicles 20:20? And this is what he got written in 2 Chronicles 20:20, dollars. So he got written. Now what's the advantage of all this? We're going to find out by going to 2 Chronicles 20, verse 20. Let's see what it says.
2 Chronicles, the book of Chronicles, 2 Chronicles, chapter 20, verse 20. Verse 20 reads, and they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Yahdah Judah, and ye inhabitants of Yahdah Judah. Believe in the YHWH Yahuwah, your YHWH Yahuwah. So shall you be established. Believe his seers, so shall you prosper.
You see the man tell you what to believe? He tell you what to believe. Well, you know, I don't know what to believe now. You know why? You know what to believe? You know why you know what to believe? Because you're not letting nobody show you in the Bible what you're supposed to believe. Well, I got a degree from Moody Bible Institution. Well, there's a degree, I'm going to talk to you wrong. You don't know nothing about this. He tell you what you're supposed to believe. Tell you what to believe. Oh, I'm confused. I don't know what to believe. You know, I just told you what to believe. In 2 Chronicles 20, verse 20, what to believe. Now, you're online, Bud Titus. He tell you, then he tell you on the right side of the book. He pulled the verse in 15, verse 15. Acts 15, verse 15. He pulled that verse. So, you heard on the left side. Then you go to the right side of the book in 15, verse 15. What's it, that young lion? But Titus, what it say?
The book of Acts, chapter 15, verse 15, reads, and to this degree, the words of the righteous seers, as it is written.
He tell you what to believe. He tell you who to believe, what to believe, but what kind of way again? Young lad, what kind of way?
Acts chapter 15, verse 15. And to this agree the words of the righteous seers, as it is written.
As it is written. Anybody stand before you for to show you to agree. As it is written. Everything you need to know to get to the kingdom is already written in this book. What you're supposed to eat, how you're supposed to walk, how you're supposed to talk, is already lined up in this book. What kind of way? As is written. That's all you want. Anybody stand before you, show me something. What kind of way? As it is written. And I got to go with that. Now, if I don't go with it, what did Almighty say behind that? Let's find what he said when you preach up your Bible. Suppose I don't wait a minute. I got these Moody Bible Institution license. I graduated from Yale. I got all these big degrees. Let's see what Yahuwah said behind that then. Let's see what the one that made the heaven and earth said behind that. In the 24th chapter, in your line, let's see what he says behind all your great establishments of the world, all these great institutions. Let's see what Yahuwah say behind that, and with that degree in your hand, on the wall, that you honor that degree. Let's see what Yahuwah said. We're going to see what he say. In verse 24-25. Let's see what he said. Luke 24-25, young lion, bring it.
Book of Luke, chapter 24. Verse 25, read. And he said to them, O fool, and slow of mind, to believe all that the righteous seers have spoken.
You hear what he just said? You hear what the man that made the heaven and earth said? He said, I don't know what to believe now, because I'm a member of the Roman Catholic Church. I'm a Christian. I'm a Jehovah Witness. I'm Islam. You see? I'm everything. I'm everything. But then what did Yahuwah just say in verse 25? What do you say? What do you say in verse 25 again, young man?
Book of Luke, chapter 24, verse 25. Then he said unto them, O fools, and slow of mind, to believe all that the righteous seers have spoken.
Now, let me show you the righteous seers in action. Now, get down to verse 30, down to verse 32. Now, we're going to watch a righteous seer in action. Matter of fact, this guy right here, he's so righteous, he's the one made the seer. We're going to watch him that leads by example. What you supposed to look for yourself. This is what you supposed to look for when we get ready to read in verse number 30, down to verse 32 and 44. Now listen to what the Bible says. You see, this is how you stimulate your elders' brain by letting them hear the tape and see can they keep up in the tape. And guess what? They got the work to do that. That's burning. So you want to know what kind of present you're going to be getting? Getting them, get them some B-O-T-T-Y, bars over to his life. And guess what? You stimulate their brain, you might end up with your blessing yourself. Because he said, ain't nothing I will hold from you if you do right. See, you do right. It's up to you do right. Look what he said now. Now, he told them what to believe. Then all of a sudden, he said, well, they said, well, you know, it's getting kind of late. When you come, you want to have a little bite to eat with them? Yeah, I'll take a little bite to eat with you. You see what's going on in verse 39 and verse 32. What's going on there, young lion? Come on.
The book of Luke, chapter 24, verse 30 to 32, and verse 44. Luke, chapter 24, verse 30, read. And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread and blessed it, and brake and gave it to them. Verse 31. And their eyes were open, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. Verse 32. And they said one to another, did not our mind burn within us while he talked with us, by the way, while he opened to us the scriptures? Verse 44.
Hold on. Now you see what you're doing? You see what Yahweh was doing? Same thing you both be doing. When you entertaining anybody, you both going to be training them with, you don't go off into the cat talking and hot belly walk.
Yahweh.
No. When you sitting around for the break the meal, you talk about the scriptures. That's the game changer. So you can't put yourself in position where that whole conversation is about who shot John and how Betty done the split. See, that's why you hit a standstill today. When you sit around and break, like we got a big feast coming up, you're going to be talking about what we read here, scripture. But you're going to get off on something else, dude. So y'all ain't going to be present on that. As he sit there and broke bread with them, you know what he did? He opened up to them the scripture. Then and they said, and he vanished out of their sight, and then he got up and left. And they said, did our mind burn? See, there you go. Did our mind exercise when they opened to us the scripture? How you could help anybody in this life to come? Make their mind burn by doing what? Open up the scriptures. Yeah? That's how you help your elders. When you're going to hospital and business, you know, take the Bible with you. Help them get on their feet by opening up the scripture. Make their mind start to burn. Their mind ain't going to start burning when you're bringing them a bunch of whole chicken. Baby, bring me some. Bring me some I'm telling you what I'm going to bring you. Come on, let me show you what I'm going to bring you. Hey, daughter, Mother E, let me show you what I'm going to bring you. If I'm coming to visit you, I'm going to show you what I'm going to bring you. Go to Daniel 17, Jeremiah 17. Okay, I'm coming to visit you.
Yahweh.
Let me show you what I'm going to bring you. I'm going to show you what I'm going to bring you. Go to Daniel 17. Here's what I'm going to bring you. Oh, yeah, baby, you coming to visit me? Yeah. Bring me some from... No, I'm going to bring you something. Let me tell you what I'm going to bring you. We're going to the 17th chapter, Mother. And for Jeremiah. But I'm struggling right now, Mother. I'm struggling. But I know I'm in the 17th chapter.
Yeah.
But I'm struggling right now, Mother. So right now I'm struggling. You help me out, Mother. Don't see us struggling right now, Mother. So what I need, Mother, so I'm struggling right now. Now I'm going to visit the elderly. I'm going to visit the elderly, Mother. Now they say, bring me something. So, Mother, and according to Jeremiah, in the 24th chapter, thank you, Mother. What I'm going to bring her, Mother, I'm coming to visit her. Yeah, I'm coming by and visit you, baby. What I'm going to bring you in 24 verse 1. Jeremiah. Thank you, Mother.
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 24.
Pick up verse 1. 17,
verse 1.
Yeah, we're going to get a precept. Yeah, 24, verse 1.
Mm-hmm. Book of Jeremiah, chapter 24, verse 1. Jeremiah, chapter 24, verse 1. The Yahweh showed me, and behold, two baskets of figs were set before the temple of the Yahweh.
Hold on, Mother. Right there. So Yahweh showed Jeremiah two baskets of what, Mother?
Two baskets of feed.
You see that?
Yahweh.
The first food that was given to man called the fig tree. That was the first thing man ever ate was Adam. And Yahweh told him that, we're not going to read that. He said, Adam, eat this right here. This is a stench in your body. So before you start kicking your loved ones, anything that cow kicking their hog, you know, why don't you follow what a stench in your body? Fig. And Yahweh showed me, behold, two baskets of figs were set before the temple of Yahweh. You see that? Not no chicken hog and cow. No. And some french fries. No. You're not helping them. You hurt them. Now, you set some figs there. Then you get a precept. Then you get a precept on these figs right here. By going to the eighth chapter, Mummy, we're going to another seer called Amos. And we're going to get a precept, Mummy. We're going to Amos, okay. Chapter 8, verse 1. See? We're going to get a precept. Remember, when you precept your Bible, this is what's going to help cure those in yourself and your loved ones to understand what I'm saying. When you go visit your loved ones, bringing them, well, I'm coming, chicken, hog, and catfish, shrimp, no. You're not doing no good. You ain't doing yourself no good. And that's why Doc Cook got you, got Doc Cook on your speed dial, too. Because you're destroying yourself and everybody come in contact with you. Why don't you bring them the number one food that was given to them was called feed. That's the number one food that was given to man. First food he ever ate was fig. Precept. Amos, 8 verse 1. What did it say, Mo?
Book of Amos, chapter 8, verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
Thus has the Yahweh showed unto me, behold, a basket of summer fruit.
Ain't that something? When you go and visit your loved one, that's what you bring them. Huh? That's what you bring them. Don't bring them no cow's chicken or hog. Let me show you why. Because when you do the research on the cow's chicken or hog, you'll be very, very interested to find out when you do the research on the cow's chicken or hog, the way they even feed them today. But Yahweh made a statement in 1:29-31, Mother, of Genesis. The one that made this man and this woman, he made a statement in 1:29-31, Mother. What did he say? So if I'm coming to visit you, and you is hemmed up, I'm going to bring you a summer basket of fruit. That's what I'm going to bring. See, that's what I'm going to bring you. Because I know this is going to help you. I'm adding to your war with me by bringing you chicken, hog, and cow. I'm adding to it. Do you know what they're doing with the chicken today? The majority of ones coming to your neighborhood, you know, once you look up and see. When you look up and see what they're doing to the cow, too, what they're feeding the cow now. They want to come into your neighborhood because, remember, cow and chicken don't always come directly. They got some come to different neighborhoods. Because you'd be in a hurry for it. That's right. You got chickens at 2 months old looking like they Keel O'Neill, somebody. 7 foot 10, 2 months old. They be pumping it. They be, hey, sometimes you go and get some big old chicken and you touch it and it's dangerous, but the air come out of it. Because it be pumped up, God, no. The air come out of the chicken. You hear the chicken just let out air. I mean, chicken was much bigger than that one and you pull out the grease. And soon you touch that chicken, that air come out of that chicken. I'm going to tell you something. But I know you say it's here, no, never mind. I don't know. But we tell you something, how to help yourself. You ain't got to have Doc Cook on your speed dial. You ain't got to have a problem you got to do. But you got to know what daughter read yesterday. She read over there in January. We ain't reading tonight. You got to break with the king's meat. You got to put the king's meat down. Job for 10 days, you work your way to the... Now, if you do a 90-day, leave the king's meat alone 90 days, then look at yourself. Look at yourself from your spirit side. You know all the pains and exercise that 90 days, put your hour in your chest. You do an hour of exercise in your chest. Start with 5 minutes. Start with 5 minutes. Do something for 5 minutes. Well, I can't do nothing. Well, can you do 3 minutes? Do something for 3 minutes. Spread your arms out, raise your arm up, kick your leg out, sit in your chair for 3 minutes. Do that. Then keep doing it. Because Yahweh don't kick you in, you'll be up to 5 minutes. Then once you bend yourself up to an hour, sitting in your chair, doing something in the chair for 1 hour, drinking that spring water, and detoxing yourself away from that chicken, cow, and that hog. For 90 days, you're going to say, my, look at me now from the inside. Because you know what you'll be done? You'll be detoxed. It takes you 90 days. And guess what? You're on the next 90 days or whatever, the next days after that, man, you ready to go. You find the energy to, like somebody done shot it to yourself. Remember Mother getting ready to read in 1:29-31. Hey, Molly, what you ready to read in 1? Genesis 1:29-31, what it say?
Genesis chapter 1, verse 29-31. Verse 29 read, and Yahweh said, behold, I have given you every herb, bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the indeed, which yields the fruit of the tree, yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat. 30. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given you every green herb for meat. And it was so. 31. And Yahweh saw everything that he had made. And behold, it was very good. Evening and the morning were the sixth day.
And Yahweh saw everything that he had made was good. Mm-hmm. See, he thinks what he had made was good. But now, all you big researchers, find out who made the chicken, who made the cow. He said, whatever I made was good. But now, you got assignment on the international side of 9,000 songs. Find out, where did that chicken come from? Matter of fact, your line help him out. Give him a start on it, young lion. Give him a start on the origin of the chicken or the cow. Just give him a little taste of it, about how to research where the chicken, let me say in verse 31, whatever he made was good. Let's find out by, and tell those in the national order what you putting up to talk about the chicken and the cow. Let's find out the chicken and the cow. Just talk about it, because right now you're getting ready to give yourself up for some of that ancient, and you're getting ready to give for that. Shortly, you'll find out something. The chicken and the cow, let's just talk about it right now. Come on there, young line.
All right. I read it, the origin of the chicken. What did the chicken originate from? The chicken is a descendant of the Southeast Asian red jungle fowl, first domesticated in India around about 2000 BC. Most of the birds raised for meat in America today are from the Cornish, a British breed, and the White Rock, a breed developing in New England. Yes. Hello.
Read that again. Read that again, young man. What you said? Remember, Mother read, whatever he made was good. And I know right now, in our communities all over the world, if we can't find nothing else, if we can't find nothing else, I bet you find a bird or a place. Read about that bird again, that chicken bird again, that young man. And daughter Yahwa, you remember that, daughter Yahwa, I remember that. Now, come on, young man, bring it out again. And where you get it from?
I'm Google the origin of the chicken. Where did the chicken originate from? The chicken is a descendant of the Southeast Asian red jungle fowl, first domesticated in India around about 2000 BC. Most of the birds raised for meat in America today are from the Cornish, a British breed, and the White Rock, a breed developed in New England.
Yeah. He said, the chicken you eat now is a British breed. The British, they didn't want to put that thing together. They worked that thing over for you. They shaped that chicken for you and got it to you over there and brought it to the Northern Kingdom over here. Huh? That's how they got it over here.
Mm-hmm.
When they came over here, Christopher Columbus and all them talk coming over here, they brought it. They brought that hog too. They brought
that's
that
right.
hog. They brought
yeah,
all
boy.
That stuff with when they came here. And matter of fact, the Northern Kingdom, the Northern tribes of Israel, they said, boy, when they brought that hog over here, boy, they didn't know what to do with that hog. That hog just grabbing everything, eating up everything. He said, when they introduced that hog over here to the Indians, the Indian was called the Northern Kingdom, the Gadites, all the tribes of Israel. He said, boy, when they released that hog, they didn't know what to do behind that thing. That hog they brought, that pig, when they brought that pig over here, that thing was there destroyed everything. And guess what? You destroyed your health today. You have that pig got a trichinosis worm in them that move all the time. If you radiate this, I mean X-ray this pig, he got a trichinosis worm in him. He just be moving all the time. Matter of fact, you know what? They had a, you can take some meat and put it on top of your car tomorrow. Let the sun shine on it and come back. I believe they're gonna tan to your paint too, and you'll see little worms that start coming out. Huh? Mm-hmm. Chicken those worms. And we love that hog, don't we? We love that hog. Let's say he hit that hog. Huh? And you'll see little worms that come out that hog. You see what we do? That's why we come humble. We come with an extra spirit to help our people called children of Israel. Understand one thing. You ain't got to be like this. You ain't got to be You ain't got to have Doc Cook all on your seed line. You ain't got to have him that way. All you got to do is obey the Bible. The only food you're supposed to eat to repair your body back is green. The food got to be green. As long as you're eating green food, and then you have to have something that came from heaven. Y'all line in 78, Psalms 24-25. Now, I'm going to tell you something else. With that green food, never forget this right here. Now, the angel came from heaven to tell David. He said, now, you know about the green food right there? He said, yeah. But I want to tell you about something else you put with that green food, David. He probably told David, then you're lying. I need to know what kind of this you're going to read by you going to Exodus. And you find these couple of verses, I want to hear it twice about when you get ready to read this. I need two verses on what you're getting ready to read. Now, we're going to Psalm 78, 24, 25. He said, yeah, David, you eating green food real good, David? Yeah. But, David, something else goes to green food, David. Let's find out Psalm 78, 24, 25. What does it say, young man?
The book of Psalms, chapter 78. Verse 24 and 25 reads, Psalms chapter 78, verse 24 reads, and he hath rained down manna upon them to eat, and hath given them the corn of heaven. Verse 25, man did eat angels' food and set them meat to the full.
Brilliant. What is angels' food according to verse 24? Are you online?
Corn of heaven.
Ain't that something? Now here go the game changer now. The corn is corn of heaven. Now we're going to get two precepts of what kind of corn. Now, what kind of corn now? Because we know we love to run to these old places and get them all ready. No, we're going to find out what kind of corn. Give me two precepts of what kind of corn that we can read. What kind of corn that go with our green food? What kind of corn? Help us out, young line. Give me two precepts on it.
All right. Go on to the book of the law. What kind of corn? Go on to the book of the law. Go on to the book of Deuteronomy. Let's see. Go on to the book of Deuteronomy. What kind of corn? Go on to the book of Deuteronomy. Book of Deuteronomy, what kind of corn? Go on to the book of Deuteronomy. Book of Deuteronomy, let me try Exodus. I'm going to try Book of Exodus, kind of corn. It's standing corn. The standing corn verse.
No,
looking for the standing corn verse.
Don't say that till you read that. Don't say that to your line. Anybody can talk a good game. You got to read a good game. 23-25, I get you going up in 23-25 extra, but don't say that. Read a good game.
All right, the Exodus. Chapter 23. Verse 25. Exodus chapter 23, verse 25. And you shall serve Yahweh, your Yahweh. And he shall bless your bread and your water. And I will take sickness away from the midst of you.
All right, good. So he said he'll do his part, no doubt about it. Now, again, young lion, I want to know what kind of corn. You still want to know what kind of corn. Now, so he said he'll take it away from you. But if you're doing the right thing, you'll take away from now. Now I need to hear about what kind of corn that young man. Now why are you studying? I'm looking right at it myself. But my eyes on you now. Why are you struggling about what
all right.
kind of corn?
Deuteronomy. Okay, Deuteronomy 23. Let me get Deuteronomy 23, verse 25. The book of Deuteronomy. Chapter 23, verse 25 reads. Will you come into the standing corn of your neighbor Well, you may pluck the ears with your hand, but you shall move a sickle until your neighbor stand in corn.
So the kind of corn you're supposed to make sure you consume is not the kind in the can that got the process on it. The one in the can, you give them a chance to start on putting their hands in it. Anything man hand in it, you get up on the suspect. If this man done got, he done some so much stuff now, so Yahweh is telling you what he made is good. So when you start getting lazy, well, you want to start getting the canned corn with the preservatives in it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what all in that preservative. Remember, they take a crapshoot on everything. They know what communities need to have this and what communities don't have to have it. That's why they got a dividing line on, as a matter of fact, the dividing line, the daughter going to read, that he's even the dividing line in the 34th chapter of Numbers. Daughter had that waiting on me, 34:1 down until we get our point. See, understand the people that's in power today, they already know the majority of where things is coming to. So the majority of the cans of corn that come to you, preserve, you see all that stuff inside of it, all that stuff in there, you don't know what all that preserve carries. And that's why you got to have a standing corn. And that's why we tell you, you know, about this ministry. We got land all around the place. Southeast, northwest. We need to purchase all that land and put our own garden up, our own standing corn, so we can know where it comes from.
Yeah, but
our own standing corn. Okay? So it's no accident that around Camp 1 is bacon south, north, east, west. But you say, well, what do I do? All you do is contribute to the ministry. What's up? Land, school, banquet hall, and radio station. Grow our own food. Like I said, put our greenhouse out there. Grow our own food. But it takes you to wake up, and do what the Bible tells you to do. And if you do what the Bible tells you to do, we're going to do what we're supposed to do because we know what we're supposed to be doing. We got to get ourselves back to where we once were. Yahweh had them showed us something, and the daughter going to read a little bit later. Do you know he going to draw out some things that you need to know that you ain't got a clue? That's why they ask you where you from. You don't have a clue where you from. It's written in the Bible where you're supposed to be at. But remember, the reason you're not there, because when he sent something out of Mother E. In 2 Chronicles 24:19. Hey, Mother, what did he do, Mother? In 2 Chronicles 24:19. Something he did, Mother. Let's see if we hear that verse read first and see what he did. 2 Chronicles 24:19. Hey, Mother E, what happened there?
2 Chronicles 24:19.
2 Chronicles 24:19.
That's Chronicles, chapter 24, verse 19 reads, yet he sent seers to them to bring them again unto the Yahweh, and they testified against them by the against
okay.
them, that they would not give ear.
What Mother? Hey, Mother, what happened to him? What happened again, Mother?
They testified against them, but they would not give ear.
Oh, but who is the Almighty sin, Mother?
Did he sin?
Yeah, who he sent? Read verse 19 again, Mother. Let's find out who he sent. Verse 19 again.
Okay. He sent the seal, yet he sent seals to them to bring them again unto Yahweh.
Oh, so he sent seals to bring the children of Israel to whom, mother?
To Yahweh.
Oh, because that's what he did, mother. So you always going to send somebody a seal to you. And the seal of God is to direct you back to him. So it's to direct you back to him. He said you always have, this is how you, that's how you roll. He'll send a seal to you to direct you back to him. But again,
we got part.
You're not going to listen. You're paying no never mind. But we understand you're not going to pay him no never mind. But two-thirds are, but two-thirds is going to pay some never mind. We know that's written in Zechariah 13, 8 through 10. We're not reading. But we always going to send you somebody to tell you what to do. If it's up to you to understand that he, just how, he don't change how he operates. It's a fear talking to you now. But you're not going to pay him no never mind. And matter of fact, you're going to make a statement and Jeremiah 44, mother. Hey, mother. What it said in verse 4 and 16? Hey, mother, mother E. What it said in Jeremiah 44, verse 4 and 16? What do the Bible say they going to say that we can read? Jeremiah 44, verse 4 and 16.
The book of Jeremiah. Chapter 44, verse 4 and verse 16. Jeremiah chapter 44, verse 4. Howbeit, I sent unto you all my servants, the seers, rising early and sending them, saying, oh, do not this abominable thing that I hate. Verse 16. As for the world that thou has spoken,
Hold on, let's get this real good for the national audience. Let's read that again, read it carefully, mother. Because remember, we're doing it for the national audience to really hear what this man's saying on the page of his book. This book is for not sit on your coffee table. And you don't have no understanding about it. Then what the people say is, after the Almighty sent the seers to tell you to stop all your ways, even the way you eat. Look what they say in verse 16. What do they say, mama?
Jeremiah chapter 44, verse 16. As for the word that thou hast spoken unto us, in the name of the Yahweh, we will not hearken unto thee.
You see what he's saying? He said, we ain't gonna listen. We know you're speaking the word of the Almighty, but we ain't gonna hear you. See? I'm still gonna eat my hog. I'm looking at my refrigerator right now. I got more hog and I got more center cup cooked chops and I got a whole big freezer. Full of every type of piece of beef, meat you can. I've got my thing. I'm going to eat that too. I ain't paying you no never mind. I know that. I know you are. And then you're going to wonder one day why you still got to keep paying all that money to Doc Cook. See how you saw they put a program. Now they got Medicaid, all kind of things for you now. They know you eat that hog all the way. They're going to strive. I tell you what to do. Leave it alone for 90 days. 90 days. Leave it alone for 90 days. And watch what happens. I bet you will say, man, leave it alone. Detox yourself for 90 days. Leave them three things alone for 90 days. Young man, come back again, young man. Give me that, what we're looking for. Give me that that old precept now about, say, now remember, don't just get any kind of corn. Make sure the corn is standing corn. Because you want to limit man's hand as much as possible. But see, Yahweh going to kick in if you do right. You want to See, if you mess around and kept the corns in the can, you get a man's chance to take a shot at it. So you gotta, you know, you gotta get to where the priest up at, young man.
The book of Exodus, chapter 22, verse 6 reads, if fire break out and catch in thorns, so that the stalk of corn or the stamen corn or the field be consumed, therewith he that kindled the fire should surely match restitution.
Yeah, what kind of corn in 22-25? That we gotta make sure we are clear about. What kind of corn that, young man? What kind of corn?
Deuteronomy.
No.
Chapter 23.
Hold on, young man. I want to stay back in Exodus, and I want to know what kind of corn in Exodus. Now, give the Nationals what kind of corn in the book of Exodus. What kind of corn that young line? Not what I want to hear. I want to hear corn. So what now? What's that young line?
I say, hallelujah.
All right. Get a nice noise. What kind of corn with a priest at?
The book of Exodus, chapter 22, verse 6, reads, if fire break out and catch in thorns, at the stalks of corn or the standing corn.
What kind of corn?
Or the
what kind of corn, y'all?
Standing corn. The standing corn.
That's the kind of corn you got to make sure you get. You got to get the one with the stalk of standing corn. Mass noise. You're not going to tell anybody. But you got to make sure you eat standing corn. Green food and standing corn. That is your 1-2 punch. That is your 1-2 punch. But now, if you really want to make a, just want to make a meal after you got set together, you want to make a real nice meal. I don't make a nice meal. Then what you do? Let's go to Numbers 11, verse 5. Oh, I will make me a nice meal. My Yahweh is over enough. I just make a nice meal. Okay, well, you got to make a nice meal. You want to make a nice meal? Let's even say 11, verse 5. Y'all lying? A number.
We're going to the book of Numbers, chapter 11, verse 5 reads. The book of Numbers, chapter 11, verse 5 reads. We remember the fish, which we did eat in Egypt, Mizraim freely. The cucumbers, and the melons, and the leeks, and the onions, and the garlic.
Ain't that something? There go your four-course meal. And get what you chase them down
problem.
With. That old watermelon. See that old watermelon right there? That watermelon. Do you know that watermelon?
Problem.
Once you eat that gold meal, and now you got that old watermelon. Now, that watermelon, it's what flushes itself right on down quicker. That's why I'm going to tell you something. Now, when you get down to the white part of watermelon and the green back on the little seedy watermelon, what you do with that? Throw it away? No, don't throw that away. That's the most important part of the watermelon. It's the white and the green part. You make a juice out of that. No. Remember, everything Yahweh made was good. So you think he made... When you get down to the white powder and you throw it away, no! That goes in your blender. That's the lower part of your body. That stimulates the lower part of your body, like taking mandrake. Same thing like mandrake. No, you don't get rid of that. No. Cut it down real small and put it in your blender. Depends on what kind of blender you got. And make you a nice juice. The white part of it and the back part of it. Make a nice juice. That stimulates the lower part of your body. So you don't give it none of that. No, remember, Mother Red, everything Yahweh made was good. So I'm saying, eating about any of these fruits that you get, you remember, The inside of it is for your meat, but the outside of it is for your medicine. Yeah? But the outside of it is for your medicine. Like you get a sweet potato, you take a sweet potato and you eat the inside of it. Or you do the outside. You, whoa! Don't throw away the outside. That's your medicine. Read it, young lion, what the outside of a sweet potato do for you. See, remember, we call this broadcast. We don't come on our wheel just to help you understand that it's time for you now to change and come back to this book. Remember, the inside is for your meat. The outside is for your medicine. Watch what the sweet potato have on you, on the pot you throw away. You know how you step all around the inside of the sweet potato, right? And you throw the rest of it away. Well, remember, whatever Yahuwah made was good. Wait a minute, what are you throwing that away for? What's the benefit of eating the outside of the sweet potato, young lion? Let's check the national on this out. The benefit of eating the outside of the sweet potato. Bring it out. Come on.
Okay, the benefits of the sweet potato skin. The benefits of the sweet potato skin. Let's see what comes up. The benefits, what are the benefits of sweet potato skin? Okay, the benefits of sweet potato skin are safe to eat. They are safe. They are safe to eat. Can be easily added to most recipes. They are rich in fiber, other nutrients, and antioxidants that can help support a healthy gut. Increase feelings of fullness to prevent chronic disease. Okay, I need to get another one on that.
He said the outside of sweet potato, it prevents such diseases. Diseases, see, right? What do you catch in your body, inside your gut? Cancer? You catch all type of things, right? Do you know sweet potato helps that? The outside of it? The outside of it. It fights against bacteria and diseases in your gut. The outside of the sweet potato. That is the medicine. The inside is your food, but the outside is your medicine. It'll help fight against diseases inside of your body. Then we do one more on that. And when you deal with liver problems, all my liver. I'm in there. What else they in your body? The liver. Tell me that's in their body. They call that thing. Can anybody help me out? Two things. They call the liver. And you got a tummy. What they say?
Cirrhosis. Cirrhosis.
No. I need another part of the body. What they call that? Another word besides the liver. They be looking for the kidney. See, the kidney's got to understand something. Got kidney problems. My kidney's acting up on me. Okay. Do you know what's good for your kidneys again? It's a great food. But what's good for your kidney? Eel, grapes. And apple. That's what's good for your kidney. Grape and apple. That is a good formula for your kidneys. And soak it in water. Grape and apple. I always eat some green grapes, green apples, make your juices or whatever, and just eat a lot of green grapes and apples. That's good for your kidneys. They help fight. They help. Apple number one. Grapes and apples, one and two. That's good for your kidney. A lot of grapes, a lot of apples. That's good for your kidney. That's enough of that. Let's do it all that. Now I'm doing all that. All right, so now, you got an idea how to help your parents, how to help yourself. You got to change your intake of what you put in your mouth. That's it.
Yeah, well.
And now we got to get ready for, we got to tell you something. Now, daughter getting ready to read something. I tell you what, daughter, we're going to hold that up. We might come back with that, daughter. But I want to go to the first book. I want to go to the first book of Maccabees. Because we've been geared for something. We've been geared for some things that's coming up shortly. But we're going to try to show you something that you need to know. Now, daughter Yahweh, we're going to the book of Maccabees. This is a book that the Protestant Church is taking out. They're taking out 14 books. If you preach a 74 you and all they got 66 books, he said, well, what happened to the rest of the books, Mr. Preacher Man? Oh, there was the year that God wasn't talking between Malachi and Matthew. Well, that's about 400 years. Yeah, but they got a cliche in the Christian church saying, well, that was the year he wasn't talking. No, you know, he was talking. It's just he's taking out 14 books. The Catholic Church got all 80 books. But they'll tell you they took out. They tell the Christian pastor, especially that old Negro Christian pastor, that that's the years he wasn't talking. He was talking real good. Matter of fact, just to get ready to read what was going on, what there was got going on in the Book of Maccabees. So this was going on, a daughter of Yahweh. In the Book of Maccabees, chapter 1, can you help those see out in verse 9 down to verse 11? What was going on in 9 through 11? First Maccabees, chapter 1, 9 through 11. Let's find out what's going on. This is what's been hid from you. 1, 9 through 11. What's that, dog?
The book of Maccabees, the book of First Maccabees, chapter 1, verse 9 through 11. Verse 9 reads, and after his death, they all put crowns upon themselves. And after his death, they all put crowns upon themselves. So did their sons after them many years. And evils were multiplied in the earth. Verse 10. And there came out of them a wicked root, Antiochus, surname. Sons of Antiochus, the king, who had been in hostage at Rome, and he reigned in the 137th year of the kingdom of the Greeks. Verse 11. In those days went there out of Israel wicked men, who persuaded many, saying, let us go and make a covenant with the heathen that are round about us. For since we departed from them, we have had much sorrow.
Mm-hmm. So you said, now you had wicked Israelites, Judah, Benjamin, Levi, and Simeon. That was Judah. So you got some wickedness. You got to recognize, right? You got to watch everybody from page of the book. So the wicked Judas over there. You know, since let's go make a covenant with them. But what did he say behind? What did the Bible say behind that? Young Lion, Brother Titus, and Judges 2:1 down to verse 3. You hear the wicked Israelites say, Judah, Benjamin, Levi, and Simeon. Let's go make a covenant with the heathens. Let's make a covenant with them. Make agreement with them. But what was written in the heavenly tablets about Israel, this covenant making with the other people? Let's see what's written in 2:1-3 of Judges. What's written there, young lion?
The book of Judges, chapter 2, verse 1, 2, and 3. Judges chapter 2, verse 1 reads, and the ministering spirit of Yahweh came up from Gilgal to Bochim and said, I make you to go up out of Egypt, Mizraim, land of bondage, and I brought you to a land which I swear unto your father. And I said, I will never break my covenant with you. Verse 2. You should make no league with the inhabitants of this.
Hey, daughter Yahweh, you hear your line?
Yeah.
You can hear him real good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. So So let me know when it do, because WCC is blocking my ears for a minute. They write me a message right now.
No, I can hear him real good.
Excellent. Let me know when he stops. But right now, I got to entertain at WCC.
He stopped.
Okay, good.
So you want me to
stop? All right, good.
And now he's talking.
I WCC leading me to
okay.
World Council. They blocked my ears up from me hearing what he said. So, anything. You ain't doing it. Now, skip down, daughter. Skip down to verse 41. So now we find out that wicked Israelites went John into the heathen. Skip down to verse 41. Let's find out what had happened. What happened next? 41 down to 54. Let's see what happened from 41 down to 54. Hey, daughter Yahweh, take your time. What happened from 41 to 54? What happened? Come on.
First Maccabees, chapter 1, verse 41 through 54. Read, verse 41. Moreover, King Antiochus wrote to his whole kingdom that all should be one people. Verse 42. And everyone should leave his laws. So all the heathen agreed according to the commandment of the king. Verse 43, yeah, many also of the Israelites consented to his religion and sacrificed unto idols and profaned the Sabbath. Verse 44, for the king had sent letters by messengers unto Yahdab Judah and the cities of Yahdab Judah that they should follow the strange laws of the land. Verse 45, and forbid burnt offerings and sacrifice and drink offerings in the temple, and that they should profane the Sabbath and festival days. Verse 46, and polluted the temple, the sanctuary, and righteous people. Verse 47, set up altars and groves and chapels of idols, and sacrifice swine flesh and unclean beasts. Verse 48, that they should also have their children uncircumcised and make their souls abominable with manner of uncleanness and profanation. Profanation. Verse 49, to the end they might forget the law and change all the ordinances. Verse 50, and whosoever would not do according to the commandment of the king, he said he should die.
Mm-hmm. You stopped on 50, right?
Yes.
I'll read verse 49, 50 again.
Verse 49, 1 Maccabees chapter 1, verse 49 and 50. Verse 49, to the end they might forget the law and change all the ordinances. Verse 50, and whosoever would not do according to the commandment of the king, he said he should die.
So you see that? So now, not today. We don't forgot all about the ordinances of the Bible. People keep the Saturday, Friday night, Saturday night. What day are we keeping out? Sunday. We were told what food to eat, what not to eat, what we eat now. Chicken, hog, and cow. See? So we forgot everything. See, now we don't remember none. Now when you go one medicine fit all, where they give every man getting every man now the same medicine. You've been made different from that. See, you've been made different.
Yaqua?
You don't know this, do you? You've been made different from them. Hey, Mother E, in the 26th chapter, verse number 19 of Deuteronomy, do you know this in this Bible? Not fact, 15 and 19. Hey, Mother E, what is written in Deuteronomy 26, verse 15 and 19? Do you notice anybody? What does it say?
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 26, verse 15.
Verse 15 and 19.
Okay. Book of Deuteronomy. Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 26, verses 15 and 19. Look down from their righteous habitation from heaven and bless thy people, Israel, and the land which thou hast given us, as I swear unto our father, a land that floweth with milk and honey. Verse 19. And to make thee high above all nations, which he hath made in praise and in name and in honor, and that thou mayest be a righteous people unto the Yahweh, your Yahweh, as he has spoken.
No. So he didn't make you equal to nobody. He didn't make you equal.
Yeah.
You know that children of Israel? Moses said, you know, he didn't make you equal to the other nations. He made you in one word, mother, in verse 19. What word he made you, mother, according to verse 19?
Okay. To make thee high above all nations.
Yeah.
See, that's the way you're supposed to carry yourself. If you high above all nations, then why are you doing everything all nations are doing? Where do you learn that from? How are you being above all nations, but now you following what every nation is doing, everything they got on the table, you want what they got on the table. That means you have lost your direction on who you are. Now give a precept on that, mother, and 7 verse 6. Deuteronomy 7, 6, 7, verse 6 and 7. Give me two verses. So listen, if you don't know who you are, and they tell you now that even the Constitution tell you all men are created equal, but they got their clause in you, we're 3/5 of a man or whatever. No, but not according to the Bible. According to the Bible, even by precept the Bible, and Deuteronomy 7, verse 6 and 7, Deuteronomy 7, verse 6 and verse 7. What
does it say, Mother? Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6. For thou art a righteous people unto the Yahweh, your Yahweh. The Yahweh, your Yahweh, has chosen thee to be a special people unto himself above all people that are upon the face of the earth. Verse 7. Yahweh did not set his love upon you and choose you because you were more in number than any people, for you were the truest of all people.
The children of Israel is the last nation that was put together by the Almighty. We are the last nation. 18 nations, we number 18. Everybody was here before we got here, children of Israel. We're the last nation out of 18 nations. We're the last nation. But you say the last for the best, but we don't know that. Now, young lion, in verse 51, first not to be 51, we're going to take it down to verse 64. Listen to this right here. Listen to what's been hidden from your eyes in first Maccabees chapter 1, verse 51 to 64. Hey, young lion, uptight, what it say?
First Maccabees chapter 1, verse 51 to 54. First Maccabees chapter 1, verse 51 reads, in the self-same matter wrote he to his whole kingdom and appointed overseers over all the people, commanded the cities of Yadah Judah to sacrifice city by city. Verse 52, that many of the people were gathered unto them, to wit everyone that forsook the law. And so they committed evils in the land. Verse 53. And Joel, the Israelites, Judah, Benjamin, Levi, and Simeon, into secret places, even wheresoever they could flee for succor. Verse 54. Now the 15th day of the month, Kazu, December, in the 145th year, they set up abomination of desolation upon the altars and builded idol altars throughout the cities of Yada Judah on every side.
Hold that point. So now we find out now in verse 24, on the 15th day of the month Kislev, in the 144 and 50 years, they set up the abomination of desolation. So abomination of desolation, we still waiting on it. We read about it in Daniel. They talking about the abomination of desolation. This right here already happened already. Here go the abomination of desolation already. See, you waiting on something to happen on that 36 acres of granite rock that was a palace that Herod built up. That was a horse stable for the children of Israel, David and Solomon, and 36 acres of granite rock you see up there that Herod built, the Bassana there, that Bassana, they got over there called the Bassana, that was a horse stable. The temple was down the road a piece. Well, nowhere near that. Why do you say that, Steve? This is the Latter-day Saint. Hold up. Let me give you a precept. Okay, you want a precept that the temple was nowhere near that? That granite 36 acres of rock. Tell me out, daughter. Let me knock out the WCC real quick. I'm showing you that temple was nowhere. It was down the road a piece. Let me show you that. It's going about everything in the Bible. You just got to know how to get to it at the time appointed. We're going to the book of Acts. We're going down to the book of Acts there, darling. But I'm struggling right now. But we're going down to the book of Acts, and we'll find out where is the location of the temple at. We're going to find out with a precept. We're going to find out. But I'm struggling right now, daughter. She don't feel it struggling right now to find out that what a temple site was at. But we're going to find out in a minute. But I'm struggling right now. No, it wasn't where they pay all that money, $5,000, and they're going to put their little money, their little paper in that. That was the Masonic that was built up by Harry. And that's called a, they called it a, what the man's name was called, I can't think of your name right now. That was the fort that was set up, it'll come back to me in a minute. But right now I'm looking for something that was like a naval base set up for them to watch you on that granite rock. We're going to find that out in a second. But I'm struggling right now, daughter, so, you know, if anybody want to help, they'll see out, but I'm struggling right now on getting to it. I'm struggling right now. But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to keep talking until I find it. But I'm struggling to take care of WCC. Yeah. But I'm struggling right now, daughter, about where do I locate the precept to show that the temple was not where they supposed to be at right now. You know, it's written in his Bible, but right now I'm struggling. So I might have to put me 2:16. Hey, daughter, give me the book of Daniel 2:16 for a minute.
The book of Daniel. The book of Daniel, chapter 2, verse 16 reads, "Then Daniel went in and desired of the king that he would give him time and that he would show the king the interpretation."
Yeah, yeah, daughter. Sometimes you gotta know how to speak. You're getting some time now. I'll give you an answer, but you got to give me a little time, you see. See, sometimes, you know, they'll throw some on you. Yeah, sound pretty good still, but what's the precept to that? That the temple is not where it's supposed to be. No, it was not. Ain't. No, it ain't. Well, actually, what you working with, dear? What do you know I'm working with? I'm struggling right now, but daughter just read, if you get old see a time, he'll give you the help. Now, I'm struggling. And right now, when you're online, folks say, okay, see, you're struggling now. Let me tell you what to do. And you go to the 21st chapter of the book of Acts. That's what happened. The cue cards is all good and all that. We're going to find out. We're going to find out about something all the way to find out something. Now, in Acts 21, 27, there, daughter. Let's see what it says in 21, 27.
And the book of Acts, chapter 21, verse 27 reads, "And when the 7 days were almost ended, yeah, the Israelites, which were of Asia, Yahdah Judah, which were of Asia, when they saw him in the temple, stirred up all the people and laid hands on them."
Drop it down. Drop it down. So now we're going to find out on the way to find out something. You're going to find out that Judah was in Asia. So Judah was already in Asia too. So now they was, Paul and went over to Asia to get them to come now to learn the word. So we got the tribe of Judah, Benjamin, and Levi is even as far as Asia. That's called China and Japan. You over there right now, but you just ain't got no word over there. So now Paul brought them to the temple with their minds that wasn't properly right, although they were descendants of Judah, Benjamin, Levi, and Simeon, but they came in and all had cops. And see what happens in verse number 28.
Acts chapter 21, verse 28. Crying out, men of Israel.
What, daughter?
Crying out.
Verse 28.
Acts chapter 21.
Yeah, we hear you now. Come on.
Acts chapter 21, verse 28. Crying out, "Men of Israel, help. This is the man that teacheth all men everywhere against the people and the law, and this place and further brought Greeks also into the temple and have polluted this righteous place."
Now, very good right there. So now we found out this is going on at the temple. So some going on at the temple about the people in the congregation, they got a problem with Paul on what he did. And they cried out for help. So this scenery is going on at the temple. And what happened in verse 29?
Verse 29. "For they had seen before with him in the city Sophimus, Trophimus, and Ephesians, whom they supposed that Paul had brought into the temple."
30.
"And all the city was moved, and the people ran together, and they took Paul and drew him out of the temple, and forthwith the doors were shut.
Verse 31.
"And as they went about so to kill him, as they went about to kill him, tidings came unto the chief captain of the band that all Yahdah Judah was in an uproar." Verse 32, "Who immediately took soldiers and centurions
and ran down unto them. And when they saw the chief captain, the soldiers, they left beating. They left beating of Paul.
Now stop it there. So immediately they took soldiers and centurions, and they done what? They ran down unto them. So that 36 acres of granite rock where Herod and them built that Fort Antonio. That was a dump site for children of King David and them. That was a horse stable. But on that high granite rock, that's what they had built that Antonio. Fort Antonio was up there. And they had a military base up there for the centurions where they could look down and see down the road a piece. They could see what was going on in the temple site that Paul and them was at. So immediately there was some trouble, so they ran up to that, we call the police station, and told them what was going on, and then they ran down. They ran down from there all the way to that temple where Paul was at. So that temple was down the road a piece from that Fort Antonio. That's what you're looking at right now. That's what Herod and them built, that Fort Antonio. That was a government spot that the Romans had to overlook where the children of Israel was at. So they ran down. They ran down the steps, then ran about 2 or 3 miles down. The temple about 3 miles from there. The temple is drowned by the Gihon Springs. That's where the temple is at, by the Greek Gihon Springs, built up on a high mountain over there. But they was able to look up on that other high mountain and look way over there where Paul then was at the temple. So they ran down the steps. Then they ran down about another mile or so where the temple was at. So that was the temple there, a mile away from, you got that Wailing Wall there today. That's a mile away because Yahweh made a statement, young man. He made a statement. Let me take care of it. Let me show you what he made. He made a statement in what I want. He made a statement in the 19th chapter of Luke. See, Yahweh made a statement. See, he made a statement by knowing the end from the beginning. He made a statement in the 19th chapter of Luke there, young man. He said something that we can read. What he said we can read in the 19th chapter, and we'll pick it up at verse number 41, down to verse 44. Let me show you what he laid in scripture for us to know today. Luke chapter 19, verse 41, down to verse 44. What he got there, Brother Titus? What he got?
The book of Luke, chapter 19. Verse 41 to 44, Luke chapter 19, verse 41 reads, "And when he was come near, he beheld the city, and wept over it." Verse 42, saying, "If ye had known, even you, at the least, in this your day, the things which belong unto your peace, but now they are hid from your eyes." Verse 43, "For the day should come upon you, that your enemies shall cast a trap about you and compass you round about and keep you on every side." Verse 44, "They shall lay you even with the ground and your children within you, and they shall not leave in you one stone upon another, because you knew not the time of your visitation."
So he let you know that your temple, you're not going to leave one stone upon another. So there ain't going to be no wailing wall. You won't leave no wall. He said, when your enemies come in 7 AD and destroy this temple, they're going to lay it even to the ground. They're not going to leave no wall up, because that wall was not that you're going to now $5,000 to put your little paper in the wall. That was a Fort Antonio fort. That was a military base for the Romans. to look down at the temple site, look across to see you. So they had to run down the steps, then run down about a mile around the Gihon Spring where the temple was at. Because the spring of the Gihon Spring is way away from where that 36 acres of granite rock at today, where the Muslims got there the same that day. Yeah, third temple going to be there? No. Temple wasn't nowhere near that. He was down the road about a mile or two down. He but see, Yahweh told you, he said, look, when he came to the city, he cried. Because they said they're going to build a trench around you all around, keep you on every side. And they're going to lay you even to the ground, and there will be not one stone up on another that won't be thrown down. So there won't be no waving wall. Because the stone that was at the tip of Yahweh had gold in it. So if there's one stone down, they got their gold. They took all that, they put that place down and got the gold and took it all back to Rome. So they won't leave no stone with no gold. When they start burning that temple down, that gold started melting. It melted all off into the rock, into the bricks. So they came back and took all that too. So they didn't leave one stone that was not thrown down. They made everything down to get that gold out of it. So that would happen there. So that didn't happen. So the temple was down the road of peace. That's called a Fort Antonio. That was a government spot that Herod and them had built up called Fort Antonio. Google your map and find out and they show you that. That was that granite rock that they got. They did all that fighting over there now about the Arabs and them on that 36 acres of granite rock. Temple wasn't nowhere near it. It was down the road of peace. You know how we know? Read one more time, daughter. Come back and read one more time from that Fort Antonio. From that Fort Antonio, how do you get there from that granite rock? Going back and read one more time how you get there. How do you get there again to the temple from that Antonio, Fort Antonio? How do you get there? You got to do what in verse 32? Acts 21, 32. What you got to do, daughter? Daughter Yahweh, I'm getting a great delay now. I'm getting a great delay. Hey, young man, you got that? Pick that verse up.
Yeah, I'm here.
Come on, daughter.
Okay, well, I'm
21:32. 21:32. All right.
Acts chapter 21, verse 32. Who immediately took soldiers and centurions and ran down unto them. And when they saw the chief captain and soldiers, they left beating of Paul.
Okay, they ran down to them. Where were they at in verse 30? Where were they at? Where did they ran down from that Fort Antonio? Where did they ran down to what place in verse 30?
Acts chapter 21, verse 30. And all the city was moved. And the people ran together, and they took Paul and drew him out of the temple. And for a week, the doors were...
See that? You see that? So they ran down to the temple. See, they ran down from that Fort Antonio that had them and built that military base. They ran down, and then they ran about a mile over, then ran back. So the temple was down the road a piece. So they ran down... Verse 28.
Acts chapter 21, verse 28. Crying out, men of Israel, help. This is the man that teacheth all men everywhere against the people and the law, plays and further, brought Greeks also into the temple and have polluted this righteous place.
So when that, and what did verse 31 say?
Acts chapter 21, verse 31. And as they went about to kill him, tidings came unto the chief captain of the band that all Yahdah Judah was in an uproar.
Okay, now, so you had somebody go tell them out there was a service going on at the temple. And what did they do in verse 32?
Acts 21, 32. Who immediately took soldiers and centurions and ran down unto them. And when they saw the chief captain,
and they ran down to them, they left that high granite rock, and they got to come down. So they came from that military base called the Fort Antonio. Fort Antonio. Look up on your Google map. They ran down, then ran across, then went back up to the Temple of Yahuwah. Temple of Yahuwah is away from that railing wall that you got now. You're going paying $5,000 and your preacher taking you over there to it. You sit up and they bumping their heads on the rock and stuff like that. No, that's the Fort Antonio. That's from the Harrington build back in the day. Harrington, they built that McDonald's, Fort Antonio. That's what that was about. From that fort, you got to come down the steps, run down about a mile. Then you can take care of the problem they had at the temple. So that railing wall is only solid to those that got in here. There wasn't no way to wail the wall, because Yahuwah said everything will be thrown down. It won't be nothing left that would not be thrown down. That was read in Luke chapter 19, verse 41 through 44. So all that was going to be thrown down. Because when they put that fire to it in 70 AD, that gold melted off into the bricks. And they had to take all them bricks down so they can get that gold out of it. All right. Well, actually, again, that's another lesson, too. Now, let's go back, young lion. Come on back to that Maccabees again. Go back to Maccabees again, then, young lion. Let's read a little more Maccabees again. What you leave up on, young lion?
All right. I'm at verse 55 right now.
Okay, 55. Take on down to verse 64.
First Maccabees, chapter 1, verse 55 to 64. First Maccabees, chapter 1, verse 55 reads, "And burnt incense at the doors of their houses and the streets." Verse 56, "And when they had writ in pieces the books of the law which they found, they burnt them with fire." Verse 57. "And whatsoever was found with any book of the covenant, or if any consented to the law, the king's commandment was that they should put him to death." Verse 58. "Thus did they, with their authority, unto the Israelites, Yada, Judah, Benjamin, Levi, and Simeon, every month, unto as many as were found in the cities." Verse 59. "Now the 25th day of the month, December, they did sacrifice upon the altar, upon the idol altar, which was upon the altar of Yahuwah." Verse
59. Now, I've dropped a tidbit here now to be listening real carefully. On the 5 and 20 day of the month, they did sacrifice idols, which was upon the idol of Yahuwah. On the 5 and 20 day of the month. So this month right here is, look on your Hebrew calendar, it's called one word in Hebrew, but it's called another word in English. So now we're going to find out by looking at the Hebrew calendar, young line, what is this 5 and 20 day by looking at your Hebrew calendar. I've been looking right at mine, but I want to get the two names that it's called. Now this day is called, what they did, the start of history on the 25th day of the month. We're going to find out what that month means when we go to the fourth chapter, but I want to look on, it says, on the 5 and 20 mark, and they'll give you a name. They'll give you a name on it, but it's going to be, but it's going, the man's going to be a different name once we get in English. Okay, well, I tell you what, since you're fumbling around, I'm going to leave you like that.
No, I got to get my.
You got it? You got what it is on the 5 and 20th day of the month. What that month is called again on the Hebrew calendar?
I'll let you know when I get my hands on.
Okay. What it's called, listen good, that dog, it's called Kaslu. And Kaslu.
Yakwa.
Kaslu is it, no, 5 and 20 month called Kaslu. And 5 and 20 month in Eden is called December. So then go to your December 25th. So this is then on December 25th. On December 25th, this is what they did on the 5 and 20 days of the month. They did sacrifice the idols after which was upon the altar of Yahweh. So this is December. This is our December 25th. This is what they did. Now we're going to the fourth chapter, daughter, of the same book. Now the fourth chapter. We're going to the fourth chapter. We can get that name again. And now we know what that name means. You see the word Kaslu, it means December. So December 25th, that's how they're doing. Now we go on to the fourth chapter, daughter, and we're going to find out what's going on from 4 down to verse 11. 4 down to verse 11, that's daughter. First Maccabees 4 down to verse 11. What it say? Well, yeah, daughter. Maccabees chapter 4, verse 1 through 11. Pick it up, young lion, for time's sake. Come on.
By the book of 1 Maccabees, chapter 4, verse 1 through 11. 1 Maccabees, chapter 4, verse 1. Then took Gargias 5,000 footmen and 1,000 of the best horsemen and removed out of the camp by night. Verse 2. To the end, he might rush upon the camp of Yada Judah, Benjamin, Levi, and Simeon, and smite them suddenly, and the man of the fortress were his guides. Verse 3, that when Judas heard thereof, he himself removed, and the valiant man with him, that he might smite the king's army, which was at Amasis. Verse 4, why as yet the forces were dispersed from the camp. Verse 5. In the mean season came Gargis by night into the camp of Judas. And when he had found no man there, he sought him in the mountains. For said he, these fellows flee from us. Verse 6. But as soon as it was day, Judas showed himself in the plain with 3,000 men who nevertheless had neither arms nor swords to their minds. Verse 7. And they saw the camp of the heathen, nation of Esau and his 5 sons, Amalek, that it was strong and well harnessed and could pass round about with horsemen, and these were expert of war. Verse 8.
Hold that point, young lion. When you read verse 6, as soon as they was on the way, Judas showed himself in a plain of 3,000 men, not man, men. He showed himself with men. Yeah, men. So he showed himself with men at the plain, and so now they're getting busy, and Judas and them getting busy, and what happened next?
All right, verse 7. And they saw the camp of the heathen, nation of Esau and his 5 sons, Amalek, that it was strong and well harnessed and could pass round about with horsemen, and there were expert of war. Verse 8. Then said Judas to the man that were with him, be ye not their multitude,
neither be ye afraid of their assaults. Verse 9.
Again, men.
Men.
With an E.
Men.
Go ahead, verse 9.
Verse 9. Remember how our fathers were delivered in the Red Sea. Gideon, when Pharaoh pursued them with an army. Verse 10. Now therefore let us cry unto heaven, if peradventure Yahweh will have mercy upon us and remember the covenant of our fathers and destroy this host before our face this day. Verse 11. That so all the heathen nation of Esau and his five sons may know that there is one who delivered and saved Israel. Yada Judah, Benjamin.
Get down 23 to 25.
Verse 23. First Maccabees chapter 4, verse 23 to 25. Then Judah's return to spoil the tent, the caps, where they got much gold and silver and built and blue silk and purple of the sea and great riches. Verse 24, after this, they went home and sung a song of thanksgiving and praised Yahweh in heaven because it is good, because his mercy endured forever. Verse 25.
So after they had a great big slaughter, they beat all the nations down. Esau and his five sons real good. They beat them down real good. So now, and they sung, how Yahweh gave him a great deliverance. And then, what happened next? In verse number, for time's sake, let's get down to verse number 35.
First Maccabees, chapter 4, verse 35 reads, now with Lysias saw his army put to flight, And the manliness of Judah's soldiers, how they were ready either to live or die valiantly. He went into Antioch and gathered together a company of strangers. And having made his army greater than it was, he purposed to come again unto Yada Judah.
Yeah.
Verse 36, here said Judas and his brethren, behold, our enemies are discomfort. Let us go up to cleanse and dedicate the temple. Verse 37, upon this, all the hosts assembled themselves together and went up into the mouth, Yada Judah.
Now, stop
verse 38.
Stop it there. Hold right there. So now you find out again that the temple was nowhere. The temple is in Yahdah Judah, is around the city of David. So again, that's the second one showing the temple was not where it is at today, nowhere near that. It's down the road a piece. Okay, good. 38.
Verse 38. And when they saw the temple desolate and the altar profane and the gates burnt up, and straws growing in the courts, as in a fool's, or in one of the mountains, yea, and the priest's chambers pulled down. Verse 39. They rent their clothes and made great lamentations and cast ashes upon their heads. Verse 40. And fell down flat to the ground upon their faces, and blew an alarm with the trumpets, and cry towards heaven. Verse 41. And when Judas appointed certain men to fight against those that were in the fortress, until he had cleansed the temple. Verse 42. So he chose priests of blameless conversation, such as he had pleasure in the law. Verse 42, 43, who cleansed the temple and bare out the defiled stones into an unclean place. Verse 44. And when as they consulted what to do with the altar of burnt offerings, which was profane. Verse 45. They thought it best to pull it down, lest it should be a reproach to them, because the heathen, the nation of Esau and his five sons, Amalek, had defiled, wherewith they pulled it down. Verse 46. And lay up stones in the mountains of the temple in a convenient place, and said there should be a seer to show what should be done with them.
All right, Father, there. So now, they got back in control of the temple. They got back in control of the land. And what they did, they got the heathen, broke all Esau off, made them all break out running. They said, now, we're going to throw everything down. We got it prepared. Now, we're going to wait on the seer to show us our way to go. So now they knew they got everything in order. They said, now, we're going to wait from this point on now. Read verse 46 again. Listen real good at verse 46.
First Maccabees chapter 4, verse 46. And lay up the stones and the mountain of the temple in a convenient place. And said there should be a seer to show what should be done with them.
Mm-hmm. So they wait for a seer to come and show them what we do now. We got everything under control. Now we're going to find out when is all this taking back control over the land. Remember, they lost the land back there in the early part of the Maccabees on December 25th. That's when they lost the land. And that's when Antioch Epiphanes done a bad thing to the temple. They lost it December 25th. Now they find out when did they gain it back. Now find out they don't gain it back. But let's find out what day that they gained freedom and they temple back. Skip down to verse number 51.
First Maccabees chapter 4, verse 51 reads, furthermore, they set the loaves upon the table and spread out the veils and finished all the works which they had begun to make. Verse 52. Now on the 5th and 20th day of the ninth month, which is called the month December, and the 140.
What it's called here? It's called Kislev. And Kislev in English means December. See, it's called Kislev.
Yahuwah.
Kislev is in on the English calendar, it's called December. So Kislev is Hebrew and December is English. So on December 25th of Kislev, which is December, what do they do?
And 140 in 8 years, they rose up betimes in the morning.
Yes.
53, and offered sacrifice according to the law upon the new altar of burnt offerings, which they had made. Verse 54, look at what time and what day the heathen, nation of Esau, and his five sons, Amalek, had profaned. Even in that was it dedicated with songs and cisterns and harps.
Okay,
and similar.
So now look what we got now. So now on the same day they lost this temple on a December 25th, they gained it back on the 100-some year we just got to read on December 25th. So now they have got the temple back years later called, and on the same day, December the 25th, called Kislev in Hebrew, December 25th, they got back control of their temple. And we have a next verse 55.
All right. Said verse
55? 55.
55. Then all the people fell upon their faces, worshiping and praising Yahweh of heaven, who has given them good success.
56, come on.
56. So they kept the dedication of the altar 8 days and offered burnt offerings with gladness and sacrifice, the sacrifice of deliverance and praise.
Stop it there. So they kept the what? Now the key word they kept was the dedication. Dedication started December 25th at 8 for 8 days. Now the key word is dedication. Now, Mother E, make sure you have me St. John chapter 10 and have me 10 verse number 22 and 23. Now, that way with me, Mother E. Have me St. John chapter 10, verse number 22 and 23. Had it waiting on me. So they kept this dedication for 8 days. And what did they do in verse 57? So on December 25th, for 8 days, they kept this dedication. What did they do in 57?